Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise God, glory to God, to the Most High God. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. Without him, we can do nothing, but through him, we can do all things. I bless the Lord for his goodness, his greatness, his mercy. Oh, who can stand before him when we call on that great name? Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? What a mighty God we serve. We bless the Lord and give him glory and praise as we express our love to him by worship, glorifying his name. Like the man of God said today, we should never let our problems, glory to God, outweigh our praise. We should always be able to praise him. Like Psalms 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. We say that with our lips, but we really need to act on it in the name of Jesus. So as we come in his presence, we come tonight, glory to God, with the spirit of thanksgiving, the attitude of gratitude, a mindset to obey and submit to his will, thanking God because there is none like him. Oh, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God, glory to God, again, to come in his presence. Welcome you to glory to God and all that are coming on to the Blog Talk Radio time to get in God's presence, to be able to pray, to seek his face, to hear his voice. Ah, God, to walk with a mindset like never before, not my will, but thy will be done, learning to wait on the Lord and not walk in fear, but walking in faith, crucifying this flesh and canceling it, and get to a place that we'll be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Even in the word, glory to God, we got to be to a place that we stand. Hallelujah. With the promises that God said it is settled. Now, am I going to obey it, or what am I going to do with what his word is saying, so I can be in compliance, in alignment with his word. Praise God. It says unmovable, to be unmovable, which is quite similar to being steadfast. But from another perspective, this means to not allow anyone, anything, to spiritually direction to keep us off the track, offline from what God is saying. What should be like? We should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord and being able to walk in faith and not in fear, but walk with the assurance to know if God said this thing, it is settled. He's not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't be, that he can't deliver. So we are waiting on the Lord to bless. There's only a couple of us on the line, but in the meantime, I believe exalting the Lord and giving him glory, use every opportunity that we have to uplift his name, to give him his praise. Glory to God, to know that we are going to stay divinely connected to him and get to a place that give our ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, because he say, those that have an ear, let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God, help us like never before, and let us not be loud, nothing or anything, hallelujah, cause us to be bound. Glory to God. You said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I set thee free, in the name of Jesus. Be not like a dog going back to his vomit. We got to be to a place, no matter what, I'm going to hold on to the promises of the Lord in the name of Jesus, and I will stand firm and being steadfast and unmovable, to always allowing ourselves to spiritual soaking up, glory to God, like a sponge. Whatever God's word is saying, glory to God, to help us deal with our situations every day. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We're supposed to be for disciples for Christ, Glory to God. And we got to walk as such in the name of Jesus. We got to be in a place no matter what. I'm going to wait on the Lord and, glory, be of good courage and let him strengthen my heart. You said in your word, glory to God, in patience possess ye your soul. We got to let God bless us and help us to learn how to rest in the Lord and wait on him and not walk in fear but walk in faith. So, God, we bless you for those that have come on the line as we exalt your name and give you glory and praise. The welcome to the Blog Talk Divine Connection prayer line. As you divinely connected us together, not for to come to chatter, but to come to pray, to intercede, to bind the hand of the enemy, to loosen from his assignment, to stand in the gap for those, glory to God, are bound by the spirit of demonic forces and have them blinded to the things that the word of God is saying. Open up their eyes, open up their ears. Turn their heart, Lord, I told you, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh. Those that are prison bound in that way and in the spiritual and in the natural way are in the prisons, that you can be bound in a prison cell, but glory to God, you can be free in Christ Jesus. Paul was even, glory out, anointed of God and filled with the Spirit of the Lord, did a lot of his work from the prison. Hallelujah, when man wanted to try to silence God's word, but he said, glory to God, he might be bound in prison, but the word wasn't in him. So whatever we're going through in life, God, help us to not let sickness, disease, or somebody's interference in our lives to cause confusion and chaos or cause, glory to God, spirit, glory to God, a betrayal or whatever might be going on in our lives, that we should not allow none of that to hold us in captivity, to know that God said, whom he set free is free indeed. Stand fast in the liberty where I set you free. Look into him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto the hills where cometh our help. Standing on his word, speaking and decree and declaring what his word says, not what our feelings and emotions say. So God, forgive us. Cleanse our hearts, creating us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in us so we can walk, glory to God, according to what your word is saying. So God, as we're in your presence today, we come, glory to God, glorifying your name, lifting you up and standing, hallelujah, in proxy for people and God, even for our own selves, as we make sure that we are cleaning ourselves up and making our vessel clean so we won't have spots on our garments, and glory to God, and our speech of charity in the name of Jesus, so that way, glory to God, we can be able to lend a hand to others, because you told Peter, glory to God, Jesus did, that the enemy came to sift him as wheat, but you're praying, glory to God, his faith faileth not, and so when you've been converted, strengthen your brother. So even when we come out of things and we go through some things and we've been delivered and set free, help our testimony and encourage and enlighten somebody and pour to them to let them know there's a better way and what our God can do. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a burden bearer. Oh, God, he know how to make the crooked path straight. God, help us, glory to God, to get to that place that we really become rooted and grounded and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, and we'll be steadfast in the faith. We'll, glory to God, not be fearful and fretful, because you've not given us the spirit of fear but power, love, and a sound mind. Oh, in these last days, and so many are falling away in the body of Christ, it's time now to get to a place where we stand, hallelujah, on the promises of the Lord. You told us in these last days what was going to take place, how, glory to God, people were going to be lovers of flesh and pleasure more than of you, mother, children and parents going to be against each other, that people, glory to God, want to be married and glory to God and not want to marry, and other ones, glory to God, to be all doing all kind of manner of things. Oh, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, but are preparing the time, glory to God, of the ending, but it's not yet here. But you have told us, glory to God, the peace that you give us is that peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah, glory to God, that you give to us when we keep our hearts and minds steadfast on you. But you said you give us that peace that not as the world gives. Hallelujah, that know these things are coming. You're preparing us, glory to God, before us not to get so fretful and get afraid or whatever. We got to still be about our Father's business. We still, glory to God, the lights are still on out in the world that people may know, glory to God, that our Savior is soon to come. He's healing. He's delivering. He's setting free. He's saving. Oh, God, turn your heart to God. Help us like never before to make sure we're not deviating off the path, that our lights are not flickering on and off, that we are the salt of the world. In the name of Jesus, we can talk a good game, but when it comes to the challenges and the things going on, you're going to be able to know who's who when the rubber meets the road, when the challenges come, the trials come. So, God, help us to get rooted and grounded so we won't be a perpetrator. Glory to God, and just with our praise, with our lips, and glory to God, and you say your heart be far from it. We won't be masquerading, pretending, hallelujah, because the mask don't come off, hallelujah, the things that are going on, glory to God, God got a way of showing it up. God, he can use a child to reveal a word, or he can give a word in a dream. He can give a word, glory to God, hallelujah, with word of knowledge, or either, glory to God, a prophecy. God, you've given us all opportunities to line up with your word and live a life so we can be blessed and prosperous and be in good health as our soul prosper, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying like never before for us to be concerned for more than me, my, I, and us four, or just our church and our family and our glory to God, our little group. Lord, it's so many people are going through right now, are in their bodies, in their minds. Some, glory to God, are losing their minds. Some losing their mind because of the pressures of life and because of the economy or the wars or the fires and the storms and, glory to God, and loss of loved ones, the loss of everything, all have been put out on the streets. And, glory to God, it's so many things that the enemy is coming against. Some is from dementia. Glory to God, some of them are generational curses, whatever. Some may be from an accident or whatever, but the devil is a liar and the blood of Jesus. And God, you are a healer and a restorer. God, help us, glory to God, to keep giving the cares and concerns to you and pray and believe, God, not only for ourselves and our family and the church family, but it's so many people are walking in darkness. So many people need to hear from you. Going through sugar diabetes and cancer and glory, blood disorders and having aneurysms and other ones going through gout and arthritis and some, glory to God, with all kind of diseases, got their bodies twisted and mangled. Some, glory, have through dementia. Other ones, glory to God, are going through with various things that are going on with their liver or getting going on with their kidneys or going on, glory, God, with respiratory. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, we know you're a healer and a deliverer. It was done at Calvary. It's that thief, that devil, according to John 10:10, that came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life and life more abundantly. Oh, we come against the foul spirits of the enemy, come against our children's minds. Got them, glory to God, like they're on a remote control from the devil in the name of Jesus. So many of them are caught up in this world system with the chat room or, glory to God, with the stuff that's, glory to God, the enemy is putting out and saying, oh, homosexual and lesbian, this is all natural and so feel good, do whatever, drugs and alcohol, all the gang banging, some are hurt, been raped and incest, and other ones, glory to God, and human trafficking, all kinds of foul spirits, the enemy is coming against them, some been abused, glory to God, in their homes, other ones, glory to God, just mad about life, other ones, glory to God, some conditions and situations beyond their control has been, glory to God, a combination of things that caused them to be acting out some things, they've been ridiculed and abused, not only, glory to God, in their home, but sometimes even at school. And some of the people sometimes are supposed to be their friends end up not being friends. And sometimes they pick people, glory to God, who they think has done a favor or go out and just, or either just want to be popular and end up on the wrong track somewhere, glory to God, and end up, glory to God, in a spirit of despair. Oh, glory to God, they lost their confidence or didn't have none of self, glory to God, no self-esteem. And so the enemy caused them, glory to God, hardly to be beat down or beat up or glory to God, have just been used because they were so vulnerable. God, we are praying for our youth. We are praying for their minds. We are praying for this generation that's all about just the internet. And glory to God, the chat, the this, that, and stand by each other and can't even talk to each other. We texting and you're standing right next to the person and won't even open your mouth to talk to them. You text. Oh, God, we come against pornography. We come against even some of the stuff that's causing some of our youth to already, glory to God, experiencing sex at 8 and 10 and 9, even smoking in some, glory to God. I hear some people are recruiting them for getting in gangs that's so young. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind up every foul and unclean spirit. Oh, we pray against the spirit that's already recruiting out children too as well for homosexuality. So much of mixed stuff up in the two-day. Is two mamas, and then they're watching it on TV, and then they see it in the street, and then they're out there touching and tampering and whatever like this and stuff that's going on, not even knowing what all these little feelings and emotions going on with their bodies. Oh, the devil is a liar, the blood of Jesus. God, we got to awaken. Oh, and it's coming up in the church house, and some coming like they're innocent, and they want to be free and come to find it. They're not. Some are coming up in the house. They're finding a way to recruit. Oh, we got to be alert and pray. Oh, we're supposed to love and pray and go over to God and be able to embrace them. Glory out for us, trying to get the word in them and trying to show them love, but we also got to be aware and alert, hallelujah, that some are coming for the wrong motives in the name of Jesus and transferring spirits. Oh, God, help us to pray. Help us to be awakened. Help us to not to embrace things that God didn't say embrace. Because you didn't tell us, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, let them play keyboard. Oh, let them glory to God. Preach. Let them glory to God. Do whatever. Oh, my God, we're required to love. Oh, not to condone stuff, glory to God, contribute. Oh, we got to give an account. God, we are praying. We're supposed to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. God, help us like never before. Help us, glory to God, for those that are in despair and going through fornication or whatever it is, sin is sin. Oh, but that's an abomination when it comes to, glory to God, hallelujah, the Sodom and Gomorrah spirit, glory to God, of homosexuality. God, we are praying like never before that there'll be a change of heart and mind. All the lies that the enemy is telling them and told them, oh, that I'm born like this. Oh, it's like this. Oh, I was raped. Oh, glory, nobody made me felt like this before. Oh, glory, every time I was married or either had a relationship, or the men did this. Oh, either the women did that. Oh, the blood. He's always trying to find a way, hallelujah, to twist things and change things, to make things, glory to God, convenient for the flesh. And the flesh got to die in order for us to live in Christ. God, we are praying, glory to God, give us wisdom how to win souls, hallelujah, how to fish for men, in the name of Jesus. God, I bless you today. Oh, God, help us, glory to God, and in the idiosyncrasies and these lies and things, glory to God, going on in the body and sowing discord and, glory to God, showing favoritism and jealousy and envy and all this. Oh, those sins got to come up out the body too as well. Oh, glory to God. How can we win the lost, glory to God, and we're still yet got things we're tampering in? In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm praying for the body. I'm praying for encouragement. I'm praying for enlightenment. I'm praying for the joy. I'm praying for the peace. I'm praying for restoration. I'm praying for revival. I'm praying for us, glory to God, to be, glory to God, the disciples that you call for, all the mighty and great work you are doing in here and there and here and there, but you wanted to be widespread, not just a here over here and a little bit here and a little bit there and a little sprinkle here and there. Oh, we got to come on one accord as the body of Christ. So I'm praying, glory to God, for those that are living right, is trying to live saved and live holy and being transparent, preaching and teaching and witnessing. God, encourage them, strengthen them. Don't let them get lost in the shuffle. Don't let them get caught up with the eye gates, glory to God, caught up in what somebody did or didn't do. Oh, this one used to be so saved and so anointed, so this, and they fall and they fall. I wonder, can we any of us say, yes, we can stand. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. Keep our eyes on Christ Jesus, not one another, glory to God, but pray one for another. Oh, you sold us to thinking not strangers, the fiery dots and the things that were going to come. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, those some strange things have. You prepare us in your word. You tell us, hallelujah, the things that are going on. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. You told us there'll be trials and tribulations. Be of good cheer. Go right. You've overcome the world. You will let us know, even for the word last night, even in James, glory to God. They're going to be trying about faith in the name, but we got to be able to stand the test. But we got to stay in that word. We got to stay in obedience. We got to stay close by the fire. We got to say, glory to God, when the multitude of counsels, glory to God, their safety. We got to be able to encourage one another, build each other up. We got to be able to know, glory to God, if God said a thing, glory to God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that while we're standing on the promises of the Lord, God, glory to God, will move in the name of Jesus. So, God, I bless you tonight. Now, thank you for your word. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for the power, hallelujah, of prayer. I thank you, Lord God, as we continue to pray one for another, not only just the body, but for our youth to be delivered. We're praying, glory to God, for those that are sick and those that are shut in, those, glory to God, that are going through in their homes, in their minds, those, glory to God, that have been challenged with all kinds of various situations and circumstances that can't seem to get their way out. All go out like they're fighting in a cocoon. The devil is alive. We're preparing you to loose your hold, your foul and unclean spirit. We pray right now for those, glory to God, that are hunger, hallelujah, that need food, that need clothes, that need shelter. As my sister often talked about, even clean water, just a place to stay. The devil is alive. We are praying, God, for change. We are praying for Israel. We are praying, glory to God, for your glory, your nation, God. All of us belong to you, but that is, glory to God, your called out people. We are praying, God, even in the midst of this war, we are praying for closeness, a closer walk with you. We are praying, God, for a deliverance. We are praying for protection and shield. We are praying for those that are grieving and hurting and going through right now. We are praying for Ukraine, God. We are praying for them and all those, glory to God, that's been displaced, that's been hurt, all the lives that's been lost in the midst of all the things that are going on. In the name of Jesus, God, we are praying. We know you know all things beforehand, but you told us to pray. You told us to ask. You told us to pray without ceasing. God, we are praying for mercy and grace. We pray for this United States to turn back in. God, we trust. It's a melting pot, glory to God. It has so many foundations of being open, glory to God, to help people, but now with so many gods and idols is over here, glory, trying to take over, hallelujah, of even what God's word is saying for who we are supposed to be as a people. Thank God for the praying, because if it wasn't for praying people and people that are standing in the gap and those that are standing in the wall, all we would be in a world of trouble, and still trouble is still on its way. God, I'm praying like never before. Help us to recognize we got to stand and stand like never before to pray and seek out your face and believe you, hallelujah, for change and for revival. And in the midst, we still believe revival is coming. Help us to reach who we can reach and not let fear overtake us. Oh, God, let us be led by the Spirit who we approach and how, but nobody can stop us from praying. We can pray inwardly even when we can't pray out loud to them in the name of Jesus. But help us, God, whatever you assigned our hand to do, let us not walk in fear, but let us walk with wisdom, with discernment. But let us be faithful. Don't let the jobs and everything we're going through and all the things that's going on around us and what's going on in the news and what's going on around the world that'll cause us to lose our focus, because we got to give an account of what God called us to do, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Because we can't say, oh, well, I would have, but they did this, and I stopped, and I explained this, and I stopped. He didn't tell us to stop and explain nothing. He didn't tell us to stop and doing whatever. We got to be led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us if we let him, hallelujah. And even when he tells us to do some things, that don't mean challenge not going to come, because the devil don't want whatever God wants to come to pass, he don't want to happen. So we got to be willing no matter what. We got to sacrifice to say, if God said it, it's settled, glory to God, I'm going to go through no matter what in this fire, hallelujah. Either he can, glory, I put out the fire, make me fireproof, or just glory to God, if it's my time, so be it. But whatever your will is, God, we are praying like never before. Help us to get fortified in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, ye glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, people, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and do what he say. God, help us to know you're talking every day, and you gave us your word, and you're speaking literally. Hallelujah. God, help us. Oh, God, we got so much, glory to God, that you have already done for us to praise you, but there's so much yet more you want to do in us and through us and raising up this generation, our children, our seed. We believe in they got to be loose from the hand of the enemy, that they will serve the Lord. They will stand, and they will live and do the works of the Lord, no matter what it looks like. Let us walk by faith and not by sight as we pray one for another and pray for those that don't even know you in glory down the pardon their sins, that are out there in the streets, that are out, glory to God, children everywhere, that the enemy want these generations to shut down so they won't come alive and do what God say. But we believe in that God's word is going to stand. He will raise up a people that will obey. Oh, God, and we are thanking you right now, healing their hearts and delivering them out of hand, delivering them from the lies and glory to God and from them being liars. We are praying, glory to God, for you to bless, hallelujah, whatever the stronghold is, from the drugs, the alcohol, the illicit sex, glory to God, the internet, the all kind of fouling us, from the catfish and from, glory to God, human trafficking, from, glory to God, the spirit that will have them in out there gangbanging, and other ones, glory to God, just being evil, just mad and angry and frustrated and just want to die and don't care who they kill with it. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. We come against these foul spirits in the name of Jesus. We come against even the trouble at home with the parents making them feel like nobody in the name of Jesus. And sometimes the parents are just going through with the children, whatever it is, those yokes be destroyed. Praying for marriages and relationships. Praying, glory, for ministries that, glory, will stop being divided and come together, and glory, be collectively to come against the enemy and stop fighting each other. All opening up understanding and clarity of thought what the word is saying in the name of Jesus. God, we cast these cares, these concerns. There's always going to be some things that's going on. We pray, glory to God, hallelujah, for JoJo. We pray, glory to God, for the yoke to be destroyed, glory, what the enemy's trying to do to his mind and his body and all about children and grandchildren and seed. We are praying, glory to God, for all, glory to God, for all these are on the prayer line that you've called out and pray to seek the face of God. We pray, God, for you to bless and minister and move for their children, their grandchildren, their seed, their husband, their wives, hallelujah, even their own lives, and even things that need to be yoked be destroyed in our own lives. Help us, God. We love you today. We appreciate you. We pray for our leaders, God. They will be transparent, and they will be faithful, and they'll be obedient to do the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, don't let them deviate off the path. Help them to be convicted and have a spirit of repentance as well. Help us too as well. We pray right now like never before, even for the new babies that have come on board, that they will be able to live and full life, to live for God and be able to be an example, to be, Lord, raised up in the admiration of the Lord. Pray for their parents as well. We pray, Lord, to God, hallelujah, that you will help us. Help us be real. Pray, glory to God, and thank you for the word. Thank you for the word last night. Thank you for Mother McCormick. Thank you for what you've given us. Thank you for the word that's coming and the ones that already came for. Help us to build on it. Pray for Pastor Burton right now. Touch your body. Thank you for the surgery that's coming. Thank you, Lord God, for touching Pastor Bird. God, we bless you, glory to God, for touching that body. Pray, glory to God, you cover. Pray, God, for the prophet. Pray, glory to God, for Pastor Betty. Pray, glory to God, for all these warriors on this line. Pray for Mother Alexander, God, in a special way. We pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. Sister Noel, God, we ask you to touch that body, touch that mind, strengthen her too as well, and encourage her. Hallelujah. Keep holding on to faith in the name of Jesus. We bless you, even that with Sister Brenda. Wherever it's glory to God, even with a son and things going on in the family, we ask you, Lord, to help her to stay focused and be obedient. Pray, glory to God, that you will bless Mother Freeman, Mother Camp, Mother Elise, Mother Danica, glory to God. Jakea, well, I can't think of her name, but anyway, bless them. God, our elders up in their 90s and going on 100. God, we ask you to bless and touch and strengthen in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Keep them in the name of Jesus. Keep us all, God, and cover us all under the blood. Dispatch your angels. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. We love you today. We bless you today. Even Pastor Mitchell, God, we're bringing the word, glory on next month. Hallelujah. Glory, God. Bless her. In the name of Jesus, touch her and strengthen her and touching her family, God. You know all the things that she go through as she's standing on your word. God, continue to bless her endeavors. We love you today. We bind you up, Satan, all your little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, scheme, untimely death, sickness, disease, every trick, snare, plot, and even the prayers that come against the enemy that come against these prayers tonight, even this prayer, we plead the blood of Jesus and loose you from your assignment and loose the Holy Spirit for his love, his mercy, his graces, and God, for us, glory to God, to be obedient to what he's saying and trust you, God, and help us, glory to God, to have joy and peace every day. We'll worship you, and don't let our problems, glory to God, as the man of God even said today, outweigh our praise. Help us to still be able to praise you in the valley, because you're still there, as well as on the mountaintop and in between decision making. Oh, ye great, hallelujah. Lift up your heads, oh, ye gates. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah. We're going to have glory to God, Sister Rachel. Glory to God to pray right after me. And then after Sister Rachel, praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Wait a minute, Dale. Praise God. We'll have Mother McCormick. Praise the Lord. I think that's Mother Mother Willette. Let's see if that's Pastor Bird. Pastor Bird and then Mother Willette. Praise the Lord. And Pastor Sims. Praise the Lord in that order. Hope I can remember that I did that. All right, go ahead, my dear. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise and the honor. Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning, closing our right mind. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Use of our limbs, God. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for leading our foot, God, in the right direction, our mind, God, our ear gates, God, our mouth gates, God. We thank you, Jesus, because without your leanness and guidance, God, we can't make it, God. Oh, God, we need you in this season, God. We need you like never before, Father. We need you, Lord, to turn our dormant spirit up, God. Oh, God, I thank you for doing it, God. God, you're such a mighty good God, God. Oh, God, I thank you in spite of, God, in spite of we got death in our family again, God. Lord, I know you never make a mistake, God. Oh, God, I know that I know that I know, God. There's for a reason and a purpose, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, but I ask you to lift that mother up, God. Oh, God, put your arms around her, God. Oh, God, I thank you for doing it right now, God. Oh, Father God, we give you the glory, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to turn these gunmen down, God. Give them the spirit of you, God. Let them think of you, Father. What would you think about what they're doing, God? They're not thinking, God. They're just doing it, Father God. Oh, God, get the enemy out of the way, God, because it's just the devil playing with their minds, God, and they're just obeying the enemy, God. Lord, I ask you to destroy the enemy by the roots, God. Go get him by the roots, God, because, God, I know that you are able, God, to destroy everything that's not like you, God. Oh, Father God, we pray for these young people, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to cover them with your blood, God. Give them a mind to want to serve you, God. Give them a mind to want to say, what must I do to be saved, God? Oh, Father God, I thank you tonight, God, for everything that you are doing and about to do, God. Oh, God, I thank you in spite of God. You get the glory. You get the glory out of everything, God. You get the glory out of me, Lord, because I can do nothing without you, God. We can do nothing without calling on Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Tonight I'm calling on you, Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to make ways out of no way, God. I'm asking you to move, God, like never before, God. I'm asking you to shower down on us, God. Rain down on us, Lord. Victorious, God. Rain on us, Jesus. Rain your Holy Ghost Spirit on us, Lord. Rain on us like never before, God, because we need you, Jesus. Oh, God, help us to stay on one accord, God, because if we are on one accord, God, it's going to come to pass, God. It's going to come to manifestation because you said so, Lord, because they were in the upper room, God, and when they came on one accord, God, the breakthrough came through, Lord. Help us, God, to stay on the one accord, God, because, God, without you, we can't do nothing, Lord. I'm asking you, Father, to put us on one accord, to stay right there, God. Let us be unremovable, no matter what it looked like, what it seemed like, Lord. Let us see it coming to manifestation. Let us see it turning around, God, because I already done seen what you can do, God. I know that I know that I know. Nobody can make me doubt you, God. We got to have that kind of faith, Lord, that we, nobody, hallelujah, Jesus, nobody, yeah, Baba, shall you say, keep our children calling. Keep prayer over them. Pray for them before they leave the house. Teach them. I say, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Teach them the Lord's prayer. The little ones, Lord, there's some prayers that you can give them that they can remember. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just want to tell you, thank you, God, because you are our everything, God. We can't make it without you, Jesus. I don't even want to try, God, because we will fail. We will fail. We will be just like the Israelites, Lord, when they were mumming, grumbling, and complaining. God still stood in the gap. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're standing in the gap. Probably shouted yes. We're standing in the gap for everybody. Because everybody is somebody in the eyesight of God. No matter what, you are important. It does not matter what you've been through. God is a forgiving God. Know that he is. He forgives you. You become godly sorry. If you got a habit that you cannot fight by yourself, if you ask God to deliver you, I promise you he will deliver you. But you got to want him more than you want that sinful thing. Anything that's in your life, you got to want God more than you want it. How you know, Sister Rachel? Because I already done tried, and that's how I know. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your presence, God. We usher in the Holy Ghost Spirit. Holy Ghost Spirit, you're welcome on this line. I get all in this. I'm about to shout in the SC. And each and every one of the prayer warriors, God. Let your word go forth like never before, like a two-way sword. I'm about to shout in the SC. Hey, come on the SC in the bubble sheet. Yay, God, we thank you tonight, God. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, God. I praise you with everything within me, God, because I don't know nobody like you, Jesus. I don't know nobody that can love us like Jesus. I don't know nobody that can do us like Jesus. I don't know nobody that can turn sickness around like Jesus. I don't know nobody that can go in the operating room with you and hold the doctor's hand and turn things around when it's looking bad. But I know that Jesus can. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, I thank you right now for doing it, God. Lord, I thank you, Father. I don't know nobody that can make you
unsad. Help you with your sadness and your tears. Like Jesus can. He'll wrap you up in the midnight hour. I'm a living witness. I'm a witness for the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Is it me, Pastor? Or is it...
No, it's you, darling. Go ahead.
Okay. Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we give glory and honor to you, Lord Father. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us for every sin and fault that we might have said or done. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for just waking us up this morning, starting us on a brand new day that we never seen before. Realizing, Heavenly Father, it was nothing so great or good that we done, but because of your grace and mercy, Father, because of you, Lord God, just looking down on and breathing on us this morning, God, and letting us see another beautiful day. God, I just give glory and honor to you, Lord God. I just pray right now, Lord God, for those that's going through problems, those that's going through situation, Lord God, knowing, Heavenly Father, God, that you is a God that sits high and you see everything, God. And you told us in the Word, God, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to our life. So, God, we come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find grace and mercy to help us in a time of need, Lord. God, we realize, God, if it had not been for you, I just keep saying that. If it had not been for you, what would we be? What would we be? Oh, God, nobody but you, Lord God. You're the only one that knows what we stand in the need of. You're the only one that knows what we can do and what we can't do, because we can't do nothing without you. So we just want to thank you on today, God. We pray, Lord God, for the president of the United States, Lord God. We ask you to touch him on tonight, Lord. Look down on Vice President, Lord God. God, we pray for her on tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord God, for the five men, God. And God, we pray, Lord God, for the policemen, God, that's out there on the road, God. We pray, Lord God, for them. And we pray for the paramedics, God, as they go and how things happen on have accidents and things come forth sometimes. And they have to go in and take people to the hospital. We ask you to go into the hospital tonight, Lord. And God, we ask you to breathe on the people, Lord God. Touch those that's sick in their bodies on tonight, Lord. Because God, we see there are so many people are sick on tonight. So many people are sick in their home, God. And so many people are sick in so many different ways, God. Even in their minds on tonight, Lord. God, we ask you to regulate minds. Let people realize, God, that you is a healer on tonight, that you are a God that sits high, a God that's able to bring us out, a God that's able to turn things around. Because you told us, God, you told us in Matthew 11:28, you said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We want to thank you right now, Lord God, for your word. Because I see, I realize, Heavenly Father, it's going to take the word. It's going to take the word for us to stand. It's going to take the word for us to be delivered. It's going to take the word for us to go through these trials and tribulations. The Bible said, count it all joy when you fall in double temptation. So, God, help us, Lord God. Help us to realize, God, we can't make this journey for ourselves. We need you every step of the way. We need you to walk with us. We need you to talk with us. We need you to lead us and guide us and help us to overcome these things that try to come and attack us in many ways. But we realize, Heavenly Father, what your word says. Your word said, cast all those cares on you, what you cared for us. That's what your word told us to do. And so, God, we bind up every spirit, every foul demon, anything that's not like you. We bind it in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now. We pray, and we pray for the young people. We pray for JoJo right now, Lord God. Even my sister already prayed for it, but we're going to yet pray for JoJo. We're going to yet believe God is already working the situation out as we speak right now in the name of Jesus, because he said we had not because we asked not. He told us to speak those things as though they were. We speak it and we declare it right now that the devil will loose him. And he will loose him right now. Not tomorrow and not next week, but right now in the name of Jesus. That mind will come to the way it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Because we have that authority. Oh, God, you told us in the word. You told us after the Holy Ghost come, we shall receive power. Now help us to use that power that you gave us to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we realize that all power is in your hands. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to move on your people. So many going through different situations, as my sister had already said. There's so many going through things. Oh, God, but we know you is a healer. We know that you is a mind regulator. We know that you is a heart fixer. And we put it in your hands on tonight. God, I thank you. God, I thank you tonight, Lord. We praise you, Lord God. We lift you up, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you told us again in your word, Mark 9:23. You said, Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Now, God, we believe on tonight. We know that it's you, Lord, that's making a way on tonight. We know it's you, Lord God, that's doing the things that need to be done. We put it in your hands on tonight, God. We thank you because we realize we can't make this journey by ourselves. God, I thank you, Lord. God, we pray, Lord, and we pray, God, that you, we know it's already worked out. As we already touch and agree, as my sister, Lord God, have already touched, Lord, already prayed for Mother Hubbard. Our sister Hubbard had already prayed for Rachel. My niece Rachel have already prayed, even for the one that's going to come behind us. God, we thank you, Lord God, as we touch and agree on this battle tonight, as we bow down and we pour down those strongholds tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We touch the minds of people right now. We believe God is turning down some things in mind. Of people right now in the name of Jesus. We ain't gonna call everybody name out because see we know you know who they are in the name of Jesus. So God, we just ask you to touch the minds of people because there's so much is happening and so much is going on. And God, we ask you to touch those that's sick in their body. We know that you're a healer because you said by your stripes that we're healed. You said we was healed 2,000 years ago. And so God, we claim it and we believe it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We appreciate you, Lord God. God, we pray that you'll continue to walk with us and talk with us and lead us, God. Oh, God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just thank you for all that you're doing, God. We pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to have mercy on us, God. And, Lord God, we pray for those people that are special, Lord God, that don't have that clean water on tonight. God, we know that you see it, God. We pray for the people that don't even have no food on tonight. We even pray for those that don't even have no place to stay on tonight because there are people out there cold. There are people out there don't have no home to stay in, Lord God. God, trust the government, Lord God. And, Lord God, as you touch the government, and when people, Lord God, when they get a chance to get a place to stay, when they get a chance to ask and get some food or get some things they need, help them to receive it, Lord God. Help them not to act so big in that they already got it, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to come armor to the full of you that you can, Lord, lead them and guide them and help them in these situations that they need to come out of, Lord God, because we don't have to stay in them same old boats, Lord God. We can come out of some situation because God is the only one that's going to bring us out if we want to come out. But we got to want to come out situation. Sometimes people just don't want to come out of nothing. Sometimes they want to stay in that same old rut. Sometimes they don't even want to change. They want to do the same old thing over and over and over. But God, we bind that devil up in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy. Now, God, we pray right now for every prayer warrior on this line, God. We ask you to use them, God. Use them for your glory. And we thank you for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. We pray, Lord God, for their family, each and every one that stands in this prayer line on tonight. We ask you to touch every one of them, family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And touch my family too, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, we come tonight, we just come in the humblest manner that we know how, Lord. We're lifting up your word. We lift up your name. We're lifting up, Lord, every good and perfect gift that you have told us in your word that we could have, but we have to come by way of faith. We just can't just say it. We have to believe it in our heart. And Father, I thank you for every prayer warrior on this line, for Pastor BJ and all of her works and her prayers that have gone up, mighty woman of God. All of these prayer warriors that stand before you, Lord, I ask you to give them a special anointing, that the words that they come out of their mouth, Lord God, would touch somebody's heart and cause them to realize that they must be saved. Father, we, in this world, you know, Lord, all that's going on. We have, oh, so many things. I can't even name them all. But they're not like you, and they didn't come from you, Lord. But help us, Father, to be like Nehemiah on the wall. We're on this wall, and we can't come down. If we come down, we might lose somebody. If we come down and we lose our faith, lose our trust, we are burdened down with troubles, trials, and tribulations all the time. How can we encourage others? Father, we ask you to please help us to surrender our all in all, Father, and start with me, every one of us on this, to surrender everything, your will. Hallelujah. Just surrender that you'll be able to use us in a greater way, and we'd be able to influence others in a more positive way. We understand that you have to call them. But, Father, sometimes if they see the light that's in you, they might want to, I want to be like that. I want to have this. I want, because of Jesus and his mercy, that's all. And he said early on, he said, for God so loved the world in St. John that he gave his only begotten son. And this world hinges on love. Father, teach us to love like you do. Father, a lot of us are struggling and we're trying to do that. We haven't perfected that yet. But that we not stand in judgment of people, but that we love like you. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to imitate. Imitate. And finally, you imitate so much through faith until you become closer and closer to him, that when he speaks, if he only whispers, we'll be able to hear. Lord, we love you tonight. And we do give you honor and praises for all of the mighty works. Everything is not bad. You can see with the sunrise in the morning if you can look. And you're obedient to what you say. You know you're right there with us. You're right there standing by. And, Lord, we thank you. Everybody says the same prayer, but I just want to ask you, Lord God, to help us to save these youth, because the devil is after them. He's after everybody, but he starts when the children, when they're babies, you put this new age stuff in their mind. And when the parents aren't watching, because a lot of them don't realize that these subliminal messages are going into these little children's heart and mind and keeping them from accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Father, protect them, Father, in their school. Lord God, don't let another child or adult be killed and shot in a school. They're going to learn. They're going to teach. They're going to cafeteria, whoever it is. Father, protect them. Father, send your warring angels, big, mighty, strong angels, to watch over them and protect them, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you. We'd be so happy and so proud to give you the glory, because all glory belongs to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray, not only we pray for the children, we pray for mankind everywhere, all over this land and country, Father. We pray for the election of these new people that's coming into politics, some of them coming in and some of them been in, Father. But help them, Lord God, to be led by your spirit. And we realize that the Bible says the king's heart is in the Lord's hands. Father, give them a heart like yours, Father. Don't let things happen that happen when the people at the border snatch the people's little children, and some of them haven't gotten their children back yet after a couple of years. Father, help us, lead, guide, and protect us. Help us to stand on the wall and cry out that Jesus is the answer. He's the only answer. Lord, we thank you. We give you praises, and we give you honor, Father, as we pray for mankind, Father, everywhere, that they be saved, that we keep lifting you up, Lord, that the world will see that it's another way, it's a stronger way, it's a better way to live. And all of it is because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your matchless grace. And, Father, we ask these and all other blessings in the strong, mighty, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Prophetess Bird, amen. Then Mother Willette, and then Alicia, and then Sister Brenda. Praise God.
This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice because he's made me glad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will and shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for this day, another day, Father God, that we have never seen before and we will never see again. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we lift you up and glorify you in this day, Father, regardless of what is going on. Help us, Father God, to know that every day going to have its issues. But God, we serve a God able to do all things but fail. You are Elohim. You are the creator of everything. God, you created the good. You created the bad. You created mankind, Father God, in your image and in your likeness. And in the inside of us, God, you place your spirit so that we can represent you here in the earth. My prayer today, Father God, is that we stop giving so much attention to this outer man, but we begin to focus on that inner man, the real us, the people that you created us to be. I pray that we will be a light in these dark times. God, I know that you hear the prayers of the righteous. And I know that you've heard every prayer that has gone before me and those that will come after me. God, there have been prayers of healing, redemption, praying for the children, for clean water. And God, I know that you hear us. And I know that you are able to do it. We stand on your word, Father. We stand on your truth. I pray, Father God, that we represent you in this earth like never before, that these vessels of clay, Father God, that you made us and created us, that this real us, this man inside of us, God, will hear from you and that we respond, God, by doing your will. First of all, by loving one another as you have loved us. God, I don't care what we do. I don't care what we accomplish in this world. We got to do that great commandment, that great commission is we got to love one another as you have loved us. And God, if we do that, we will pray for the sick and they will recover because you said it, dear God. We will pray for the destitute, Father God, and their lives will change. God, we know that there are people on the streets right now, Father, some because they want to be and some because they have no other choices. Some are out there, Father God, because they have just lost a good mind. We are praying and interceding for them, Father God, in Jesus' name. God, that you will open up doors for them that no man can close. God, that you will have other alternatives to them where they can turn and get the help that they need in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, El Shaddai. You are the one that blesses us. And help us to know, Father God, that that blessing comes with the commandment. You said in your word, Father God, if we keep your commandment, if we do what you called us to do, God, you said none of those things that will overtake the heathen will overtake us. God, you said we're going to be blessed when everybody else is broke. God, you said in your word, we're going to be eaten when there are going to be other folks that are going to be starving. I'm talking about the body of Christ, not as individuals, dear God, because there are some promises that you've given to your church. And help us to see that and know that, dear God, in the time of famine, we're going to have lights just like they had in Goshen. Help us to keep our eyes on you, dear God. Help us to focus on your word and what your words say. Because, God, you told us there was going to be calamities and temptations and trials and tribulations. Help us to stand in the gap and to pray. But, God, help us not to take on burdens that we don't have any business carrying, God. Help us to cast that stuff upon you because you care for us. Dear God, hallelujah, and the prayers of the righteous avail as much. I thank you, Hararabuho Sanda, Ibidibibo Sanda, Jehovah Jireh. You are a provider, hallelujah. Help us, God, to look to the hills which cometh our help. Help us to know, Father God, that you got food for us that we don't even know. Help us to know, Father God, we're going to always be drinking water, not just the water here, but that water that you got stored up for us. Help us to know, Father God, that you can bless us beyond whatever we could ask or think. You said you would. You said you would do it. So help us, God, not to get bothered or get oppressed and depressed because of what the world system has set and said you have to have, and you go through this and you go through that and bills and all that stuff. You are that provider. So, God, we know that regardless of what it looked like, I know that it might look like a mountain. Hallelujah, God. But you told us that that's a mountain of any kind. Ha-la-la-bo-ho-sa-sa. You're going to give us the strength to climb that mountain, dear God. In the name of Jesus, or you're going to have us to speak to it, and it got to be removed in Jesus' name. God, we pray for the sick tonight, Jehovah Rapha, Ha Rapha. Father, I thank you that you are a healer. You already sent your word to heal us, Father God. I ask that you heal our land, God. I ask that you heal the people of the earth. I lift up tonight my sister Annie, Father God. Oh, the under of our Sunday. She's 86 years old. And God, her body is going through all kinds of changes. But I know without a doubt, God, she is healed. She is whole. I pray, Father God, as I come against depression
and oppression or any other thing in Jesus' name. God, I know that you're able to touch that crippled body, Father God, and put her back on her feet. God, I'm praying that she's going to be able to walk again and feed herself, dear God, in Jesus' name. There is nothing too hard for you. You told us to bring every care and cast them upon you, God, because you care for us. God, you said there will be wars and rumors of wars. And God, all of this stuff that's going on in different and diverse places, Father God, we lift that up to you. We lift up Israel to you tonight, dear God, Ukraine, and all other countries, God, that are going through suppression and human rights and all kinds of stuff that's going on. But you're still God. You are still God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can trust you, God. We can trust you with that. So, Father, if you are for us, who can be against us? And I know that you're with Israel tonight, dear God. So I ask in Jesus' name to give them wisdom. Show them how to go in and how to go out. Show them how to win this war. Give them strategies, God, in the name of Jesus. This ain't their first rodeo, and it won't be their last. And if you are for them, who will be against them? God, you said in your word, we know that Israel's going to be here forever and ever. They're going to stand. So, God, we ask as we pray for them that those that are lost will be saved. We are praying for those families, God, that have lost loved ones. Touch their hearts as only you can do. God, we ask in the name of Jesus for those who don't have a place to live, who don't have water to drink, who don't have food, Father God, that you be their provider, as you said you will provide for us. Because we all belong to you, Father God. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about the body of Christ. We are not going to go through what the world goes through, Father God. You already told us that. So we lift up that country to you and other countries, God, who are going through famines and every other thing. We are praying most of all that the gospel will be preached throughout the world, Father God, and that we're going to have a revival like never before, where men and women's eyes will be open, just like Paul, Father God, when he fell from that horse. God, he had scales on his eyes, but when the scales came off, God, when he was touched and could see, reality came and he saw you just as you are. I am praying, Father God, that this world would see, get another glance and see you for who you really are. Lord of Lords, King of Kings, great I am, mighty counselor, Prince of Peace, he that was and is and shall forever be, and that there will be a revival like never before. I'm believing you for it, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that many going to be saved. Because, God, truly your word, as we know it, and where we are and what we've seen and what we witnessed, we know that we're in the last days. But, God, we also know that you came to set the captive free, and there are going to be many, Father God, that are going to choose you in these last days. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you raise up that remnant, son, that you did it before and you do it again. That remnant that will be crying out in the wilderness like John the Baptist, telling people about a man whose shoes, whose sandals, he's not even good enough to even buckle, God. Help us to be that voice in the wilderness crying out in these times, compelling them to come to somebody who can help them, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you tonight that we're still here. We ask that you use us in these last days. Don't help us just to be rocks that's doing nothing, but help us to be those lively stones, Father God. Help us to be the salt of the earth in these last days, Father, that will cry out in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that every other voice, because you said it, God, that there were going to be voices here and there saying that they are Jesus, saying that they are right, saying that they are the Lord. But, God, your truth will forever stand. I pray for every household tonight, God, that's on this line, because many prayers have gone up, people have prayed, and I agree with them, Father God. And I just add in Jesus' name that every household that's on this phone tonight will have everything that they need, Father. And they will have it in abundance, because that's the kind of God we serve. We got to have a testimony. It got to start with us, because people are going to look at that image. Ah, we represent you and see how we live. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we not preach and be castaways. I pray that we not get caught up in temptation and in sin in these last days, because the temper will come. He wants to tempt us. He wants to pull us away from the truth. So, God, I'm praying for our strength. I'm praying that we be delivered and healed of every disease, God. Hallelujah, because those diseases and everything that's in the earth was conquered on the cross as you took it in your body for us. So, Father God, we do praise you tonight. We give you thanks, and again, we thank you for the prayer warriors who pray without ceasing. We thank you for the prayer of intercession. We thank you, God, that they're on that front line, but help them to know, Father God, that they need that armor on so that they not get attacked, so that they not get caught up, so that they don't be falling away, God. In the precious name of Jesus. God, I thank you that we prosper even as our soul prospers. Nothing missing in our lives, Father God. God, I bless you and I thank you. And I thank you for that perfect gift. I thank you for Jesus Christ, who gave his life that we might have life. Who gave his life so that we could even gather here tonight. Who's always fighting our battles. And I pray even for our bodies tonight, for those that got pain in their body on this line, for those that are sick, I say that they are healed in the name of Jesus so that we can be ready for the battle that's about to come. So we bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise for all of the heartfelt prayers, and I'm in agreement with those prayers in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, we come before your presence. I'm in appreciation to who you are, Lord God. You are the living God, the faithful God, hallelujah, the holy God, the covenant-keeping God. Thank you so much, hallelujah, that you love us and that you are for us. I thank you for your presence on tonight, and I invite your Holy Spirit to help me to pray. Glory be to God, because as others said, there's so much, hallelujah, to be concerned about, but I'm reminded that you taught us to cast all of our cares on you, for you care for us. So, Father God, I just love you. I thank you. I praise you. Thank you, Jesus, that you yet sit at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your Holy Spirit. And we pray that, Lord God, that your presence makes the difference in our life and those, Lord God, that we pray for in Christ Jesus' name. Now, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I just thank you so much. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you're yet on the throne. Nothing that's going on has taken you by surprise. And I thank you. I was reminded about the song. I'm not going to sing it, but it says, I've got peace like a river in my soul. Hallelujah. How is it, Miss Willie, that you can have peace like a river in spite of everything that's going on? Because I know the Father is still on the throne, glory be to God. And he's a God. He's the I am that I am. He's a God that does what he say. Glory be to God. And because so much is going on, I said, Lord, let me go back and read up on end time events. And I began to read Daniel, the 7th chapter. Then I went over to Matthew, the 24th and the 25th chapter. And I promise you, and I said, Holy Spirit, give me good understanding. And he did. Praise God. So after reading that and getting a better clarity, praise God, because we talk about it so much, I thank and praise God that he gave me, hallelujah, the peace of God, because nothing's going to take place on this earth except, hallelujah, what God allows in Jesus' name. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that when he says, God says he's for us, he is, hallelujah. And hallelujah, that's what Psalms 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I thank and praise God because his word is true. Hallelujah. The word of God is right. And I preached a sermon some years ago. The word of God is right. Something else is wrong. So it's imperative. I heard that earlier this evening about the importance of the word of God. It's imperative that we get in the word and find out what it says. So, Father, we pray, hallelujah, that we come against these distractions and these things that try to keep our mind so preoccupied until we can't focus on what is needful in the name of Jesus. God, help us to realize, hallelujah, glory be to God, that you're concerned about everything that's going on, and you're going to work situations out the way that they should be worked out, and I thank you in advance. I thank and praise you, Lord God, hallelujah. We don't need to be fretting. We don't need to be fearful. And we don't need to stress out over what's going on in the land today, praise God, because you're on the throne. Hallelujah. So, Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I praise you and I worship you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you yet make intercession on our behalf. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you order our steps according to the Father's good and divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives. And, Father, in Christ Jesus, we ask you to have mercy upon us. Forgive us for any sins. Father, if I've said words that I should not have said, I ask you to forgive me. And I pray that there's nothing in my heart that's going to bring displeasure to you because, Lord God, I want you to be pleased with the life I live. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The songwriter said, I want to live so God can use me anytime and any place in Jesus' name. Father, in Christ Jesus' name, I lift up our nation today. I pray, O Lord God, for America. I pray for other nations, Lord God. I pray for our leadership, those in positions of authority, in the name of Jesus. I pray for our military. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, also for our families, Lord God, our children, our schools, the school teachers. I pray for the health care and medical staff in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, God, that people will have a mind to realize that it's getting late in the evening and it's time to make sure that their slate is clean and that it's time to get right with you, Father God. If we've been missing it, Lord God, let your Holy Spirit bring it to our attention what it is we need to get right. Glory be to God. Because the scripture teach me that we don't know what day Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. And he may come sooner than someone expects. That's why we need to always be ready. Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you break and destroy the yoke of every bondage. I pray that that the blood of Jesus be against every stronghold, every addiction, every assignment, every plot, every trap, every scheme that the enemy is trying to pull against someone or some nation or some people in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, the wickedness of the enemy comes to an end. And I realize, Lord God, in the Garden of Eden, when the disobedience took place, that it causes a lot of chaos. But I pray that people will realize that we have to give an account for our behavior, our conduct, and we ought to be like Christ. We ought to love like Christ. Glory be to God. We ought to live like Christ in Jesus' name. I touch and agree. I don't know what all's going on with the young person, JoJo, but I touch and agree with the prayers that have been prayed for him. All of those that Pastor BJ mentioned, I lift up and I touch and agree. The ones that Prophet Bird, praise God, lifted up, I touch and agree, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, with those that they have lifted up tonight. Oh, Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, we ask for your help on tonight. We know that, Lord God, without you, there is, hallelujah, we'd be like on a ship up a creek without a paddle. But we ask you for the help that we need on earth. And help us, Father God, individually to know by the power of your Holy Spirit what is it that we can do to help be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. Forgive us, Lord God, for behaviors and things, Lord God, even if we didn't speak to someone and we should have. Help us, Holy Spirit, to know what we need to do at the right time in Jesus' name. We pray, oh Lord God, that you are blessed, hallelujah, at our worship services. We've got homecoming coming up this weekend, Lord God, and I'm praying for your presence. I pray, Lord God, that, hallelujah, you would use the servant of God that will bring forth the message of God, use them in such a way, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, what the body of Christ need in this hour, in Jesus' name. You said we ought to pray for those in leadership, glory be to God. So I'm praying for those in leadership. I'm praying, Lord God, that you would touch and move by your Spirit and your power, because we realize, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that if your Holy Spirit, if you're not going to be there, that's just really just a gathering and just a socialization time. And I don't want just a socialization time, because if that's all it's going to be, I can stay at my house. Hello, somebody. But, Father God, I pray that your presence, Lord God, will be, Lord God, even on the grounds, Lord God. But I pray that the hearts of the people that are there will be ready for worship. And I pray against distractions right now, because there's so many distractions, Lord. People don't know what to do. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the enemy distracts them and calls them, Lord God, to be tangled up. We pray, and I touch and agree, Lord God, for those prayers that were prayed about those who have mind trouble in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you deliver those who may be bipolar, schizophrenic, dementia, Alzheimer's. Lord God, just trouble in their mind. We pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the power of your word says, hallelujah, Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, hallelujah, that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Glory be to God. Psalms 107, verse 20. Exodus, praise God, 23rd chapter, verse 25. Hallelujah. Bless the food and water and take sickness away. God, I thank you that those scriptures that I just mentioned is telling me that healing is the children's bread. Your word, hallelujah, send your word, hallelujah, I dispatch, hallelujah, because you gave us authority. I believe it's in Luke, praise God, 10 and verse 19, you gave us authority over the enemy. So we take authority over this demon of affliction, and we send forth the word, hallelujah, that we've already lifted up to you, Father God, and we pray for divine deliverance in Jesus' name. Father, we pray a special prayer for those who've been affected by this COVID, Lord God. Not the old COVID, but the COVID now. Some people have been affected by it, because I know my younger daughter has had a tested positive for COVID. So I pray for those that are suffering. It's a horrible thing. And I ask you, Lord God, I pray that you recompense tribulation to that demon of affliction, Lord God, in Christ Jesus' name. But I thank you that she is healed. I speak by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, oh Lord God, for those, Lord God, who have special needs, the paraplegics, Lord God, those that can't do for themselves. I pray for those that have been longtime caretakers. I lift them up in the name of Jesus. Father God, for those that can't pray for themselves, we lift them up and we pray, oh Lord God, that you would show mercy. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I lift up each family that's represented on this line. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for the power of prayer. I thank you, Lord God, that whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of you. I thank you for the prayer that when we ask, Lord God, for you to destroy witchcraft prayers. We ask you to destroy charismatic and witchcraft prayers and psychic prayers, side effects, stings, and influences of any witchcraft prayer that have been prayed over anyone, Lord God, that we prayed for. Even over our nation, we lift up our nation, Lord God. We pray for the nation of Israel. We come against their enemies in Christ Jesus' name. We pray, oh, Lord God, for Ukraine, and we pray for our military, Lord God. Oh, Father, our legislators, those that make the laws, we pray for divine, hallelujah, counsel in Jesus' name. And we pray that those in positions of leadership will start listening to wise counsel. And I pray for the body of Christ and the leadership in the body of Christ. And you have prophets. I know the ones that I read about in the Bible, they spoke, hallelujah. You used a prophet to speak to the nations and tell them, Lord God, or speak to the kings. And they had to listen. If they wanted to be prosperous, they would listen. Father God, have mercy, and I pray that you raise up your people today that is brave enough and will say, you speak to their hearts, and you speak to them that they may speak to those in positions of leadership, and I pray that they have an ear to hear and obey what the Word of God says in Jesus' name. Ask you, Father God, hallelujah, that you destroy any defilements, any hexes, any vexes, curses, incantations, chains, feathers, snares, traps, and all the effects of side effects, adverse effects that have been placed on anyone in Jesus' name. We cancel, Lord God, and we pray that you will just simply nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, Lord God, the work of wickedness, Lord God, the works of evil, Lord God. Lord, so many things try to come against your people, Lord God, to try to cancel or try to nullify, Lord God, your divine will, purpose, and plan for our lives, but we say it is not so, because your will shall be done. Hallelujah. As your will is done in heaven, Lord God, let it be done in earth, in Jesus' name. Thank you. You give us authority to bind, hallelujah, things down here, and you are binding in heaven. So therefore, we've got to say some things about something if we want to see some changes. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. I lift up every person on this prayer line. I pray for their families, Lord God. I lift up Minister BJ, Lord God. Continue to use her for your glory. Continue to, Lord God, speak through her. Hallelujah, that she may speak and share forth, Lord God, manna from heaven to those, Lord God, willing to hear in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. We continue to lift up your people. We pray for the apostle, the prophets, Lord God, the evangelists. Praying for Brother Black, Lord God. I pray that he's not overextending himself, but, Lord God, he would get the appropriate rest that he needs to get, Lord God, and just obey your good will. In Jesus' name, we just bless all of your people. I didn't call out everybody's name, Lord God, but you know them one by one. Bless the young and bless the elderly. We praise you this day. Thank you, Father God. I love you, and I praise you, and I worship you. I thank you for what you're doing in this season. I thank you, Lord God, and I pray that someone will hear the message and say, it's time for me to come back home to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father God. Help me, Lord God, to get on the path that you've led me on, and help me to stay on that path, hallelujah, and order my steps according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for my life. And I pray that you do the same for my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus' name. Bless your people, Lord God. Keep us all safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Keep us all covered in Christ Jesus' name. I pray the prayer of faith, and I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I need you to continue to intercede on behalf of all of us. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus I pray the prayer of faith, and I count it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise your name, Jesus. Lord God, I thank and I praise you, Lord God, for this day, our life, our health, our strength. I thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy, your loving kindness. I thank you, God, for all of the prayers, Father God, that have already gone forth in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you clear my mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that way I can hear from you, Holy Spirit, and what to pray. In Jesus' name, I pray, God, that you forgive me, God, for anything I've said or done wrong. Lord God, any way that I've wavered in any form or fashion, God, that's been against your will, that's not pleasing to your sight, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I just want to thank God for all the intercessors, Lord God, that's on the line right now. I pray, God, that you continue to bless and keep them. Lord God, you know, God, everything, God, that they have before you, God, whether they spoke it out loud or not. I pray, Lord God, that you move on their behalf. God, bless their covers. Bless their bank accounts in the name of Jesus. Bless their bodies in Jesus' name, God, for healing and deliverance. Touch their family, God, as they have already prayed, as well, God, standing with them in the name of Jesus, God, for healing, for deliverance, Lord God, for salvation. I pray, Lord God, that you continue, God, to bless us, God, to keep our eyes on you. As we have heard constantly on tonight, God, there is so much happening in the world. Lord God, so much that's going on. I pray, Lord God, that our hearts faint not, Lord God, that we don't fret. Lord God, you said in your word, fear not. So I pray, Lord God, that you, I think that someone said it's 365 times in you. So that's fear not for every day of the year. In the name of Jesus, for everything that we've come against, everything, Lord God, that we see, everything, Lord God, that we may experience, everything, God, that we may even just hear, Lord God, even, Lord God, what's happening right now with the wars and the rumors of wars, God, you had already told us these things were going to happen, and now we're living in a day and time where, God, we know it's getting closer. Every year, every day, it's getting closer to your return, and we're starting to see more and more of some of these signs, and Lord God, that's starting to take place. But I pray, Lord God, that we don't fret, Lord God, that we don't fear, that we know who we are in you. I pray, Lord God, that we be like the five wise women in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we always, God, have our oil ready. But that means, Lord God, that we are also on our post. We're doing what we're supposed to do, God, what you have called for us to do in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we found ourselves working constantly before night comes. In the name of Jesus. So that way when it is time for the bridegroom to come, we will be ready in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I want to put up a special prayer as we have already for Israel and for Ukraine. Lord God, you know what they're going through. Lord God, you know what they're having to face right now in the name of Jesus. And so many of them are not only are we looking at them as just as human beings, as people, but a lot of them, Lord God, are also our brothers and sisters in Christ in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, they're having to suffer so much. I pray, Lord God, that you come to their aid in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, that you deliver and you bring them, God, out of this thing victorious in the name of Jesus. I'm praying, Lord God, even for our Palestinian brothers and sisters, God, that we just lost at that church in the name of Jesus. Lord God, all those families, Lord God, that are having to suffer in the name of Jesus, thinking that they were going to a place of refuge because that's what they were told and then turned around and be bombed in the name of Jesus. So many, God, have been lost. Lives have been lost. And, Lord God, it's not just that the Palestinians who came up against the Israelis. It's, God, the terrorists, God, that have come up. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you dismantle them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you've done in the Bible, in the Word before, where the people even got confused among them own selves and turned on themselves, I pray, Lord God, that you do that in the midst of this war, God, that's happening on both sides over in Ukraine with Russia, Lord God, and with the terrorists over in Israel. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, for healing. I pray, God, for deliverance. I pray, Lord God, for more and more people, God, to come to you in the name of Jesus and know you as the Lord and Savior, the one and only true God. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for our people. I'm going to cut this prayer short with everything going on. I pray, Lord God, that you pray, Lord God, for the our people, Lord God, that are in Congress right now. Lord God, in your word, you said a house divided against itself cannot stand. And, Lord God, we're seeing that happen right now, even before our eyes, literally, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I'm praying for this country, Lord God. It may be a young country, and it definitely has its faults. But, Lord God, we can also say that it is the greatest country on earth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we don't want to lose our democracy. We don't want to be able to lose the freedoms that we have and being able to worship, God, the way that we want to worship, Lord God, and have the rights, Lord God, the human rights, Lord God, that we had to fight to obtain in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, that all those, oh, God, that are just being extremists and causing issues and problems, oh, God, within the Congress that's causing it, Lord God, to not to be able to function properly because the House and the Senate got to work together for the government, Lord God, to be able to work. And, Lord God, we know right now we're getting ready to come up against some hard times, Lord God, not just, Lord God, just because of elections and all of those things, Lord God, but transportation, airlines, all of these things help transport products and food in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we need, Lord God, for our government to work properly, just even for the bare basics, Lord God, just for the minimum, God, that every person, Lord God, should be able to have the right to have in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you put things in place. Lord God, that you pluck out, God, those that don't mean us any good in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we can get back to being a functioning government once again in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as they were praying, pray, Lord God, for our not just our president, but Lord God, for Congress, because they're the ones who hold the purse. The president can ask for, but it's them who say yay or nay. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you begin to put things in place, Lord God, the people in place in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for some of the strong ministers of the gospel that really are in Congress, that really are trying to not only just take care of the country, but also keep the light going. I pray, God, that you continue, God, to use them, God, to minister to those others, Lord God, and be able to talk to them. I pray, Lord God, for the ones that are just morally good, that are truly in there to serve the American people, Lord God, that they can be able to get through in the name of Jesus to get things done. I pray, Lord God, for the people of this nation, God, that their scales be taken off their eyes, Lord God, that they'll be able to elect people. We didn't got to agree on everything, Lord God, but I pray, Lord God, just be able to have people, God, that's in place, to be able to at least see that we need to have a functioning government in the name of Jesus, to be able to get things done, to get bills passed, Lord God, so people can have decent housing, so people, retirement, their Social Security, Lord God, will be able to be paid, Lord God, so the babies, Lord God, can be fed, so child care taxes and things can be in place. These are just basic human rights, Lord God, that we need to be able to have in place. And, Lord God, we need the people, God, to be in place, God, to be able to help in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I just thank and I praise you, Lord God, for how you are our provider, you are our keeper, you are our deliverer, as Prophetess Bird was already praying. You got us. You're going to take care of us. But, Lord God, I'm praying, Lord God, for even though our neighbor, Lord God, I'm praying for our neighbors. And I'm praying, Lord God, that they be able to also come to a place, God, of just, again, salvation, God, to be able to see you as the King of glory that you are in the name of Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and end this prayer because I'm in some traffic. But I thank and praise God for everyone that has prayed. I thank and praise God for those, God, that's about to pray in Jesus. Oh, Lord. In Jesus' name, we give you the honor, the glory, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord cover. Thank you for being on prayer. Praise the Lord, even in that traffic, safely. But Mother, let the Lord bind up any accidents right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her, Mother Alexander. And then we'll start taking our prayer requests. I think Sister Brenda dropped off. Okay. God bless.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, if we pray, you gave us all authority and dominion here on earth, Lord God. So, Lord, we open our mouth and pray for our brothers and sisters, those we know, those we don't know. Father God, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord, nothing is too hard for you to do, Lord God. You said in the word, pray for one another. You gave us authority and dominion here on earth, Lord. Help us to stand faithful and use it in the name of Jesus. Because there is none like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray for grandchildren, Lord, great-grands, Lord God, sons and daughters, Lord God, that you continue to keep your edge around them, Father God. Bless them going out, Lord, and bless them coming in. Grant them favor, Lord God, because, Lord, it's only you know the hearts of men, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we know that your word promises stand faithful, Lord. It's never changed. If you said you'll never leave us, we know you never leave us. If you said if we pray, Lord God, we can turn down mountains. Pray in the name of Jesus and stand faithful no matter what goes on in this world. You already told us about war and rumors of war, Lord God. Help us to believe you, Lord God, and stand strong in the name of Jesus. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. But remember what you said in your word, Lord. These things shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we thank you for who you are in our life, Lord God. Thank you for watching over our sons and daughters through storms and weather, Lord. You stay with them, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we bind the works of the enemy that has no authority over them in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to remember who they are in Christ Jesus, Heavenly Father, and stand strong on the promises, Lord God. Father, I pray for my sisters and brothers overseas, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them through storm, Lord God. Whatever comes, Lord God, remember to bring back to the memory, Lord, that you are in control of their life when they sold out to you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us, Heavenly Father, because your word tells us, Lord God, you'll never leave us, Lord, and nothing is too hard for you to do for your children, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just want to thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace that never leave us, Father God. Thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for my neighbor that how you watch over that fire did not claim the house, Lord God. Thank you for opening doors for them, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for Sister Wigan, and I bind up that false spirit of cancer that keep rotting our body, Lord God. I bind it up, and I cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Because, Lord God, you gave us authority to bind these things in the name of Jesus. I pray for my sister Marsha, Lord God, our mind, Lord God, but we know that you gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father. So we bind these spirits that come against our mind, Lord God, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. I pray for our body of Christ, Lord God, Jesus, Lord. The body of Christ, touch the mind, Lord God, to remember that the power and dominion was given to the body of Christ, Lord God. For we are the church in the name of Jesus. And you tell us, Lord, whatever we bind and hurt is bind in heaven. Oh, Lord, help us to remember, Lord God, that you gave us that authority, Lord God. Help us to stand faithful and love one another sincerely, Lord God. That we, when we speak the word, Lord God, we mean it, Lord. We stand faithful, Lord God. You did not give us fear, Heavenly Father. The spirit of fear should not have control over our body, Lord God. It should not take up the faith from what you have in us, Lord God, because you gave us that faith. And Lord, help us to stand faithful on it, Lord, and let the spirit of fear, no, it shall not have authority over our mind. Should not bring us down by claiming it have the authority over the body of Christ. No, it don't, because you did not give it to us, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand faithful, Lord, and bind these things up in the name of Jesus. For your word we believe, Lord God. That's the only thing we have in this hurt that we really have, Lord God. It's the word of God. And don't let us ever forget that no matter where we are or who we are, your eyes is on us, Lord God. Your eyes is on us. And Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for opening doors for my sister, Lord God. I thank you for making a way out of no way, Lord God, because she have a situation, Lord, but I know you know it all, Lord, because she cry out to you, Heavenly Father. And I know you said in the word, Lord God, you by your stripe, Lord, we were healed, Lord God. Oh, God, help her to stand faithful and fight the good fight of faith, Lord God, that this situation shall not come over her anymore, Lord God. Oh, Lord, you see her and you know all about her, Lord God. But your word is what I'm standing on, Lord God. Even when she's crying, Lord God, we know that you can control these things, Lord God. And it's in the name of Jesus I stand in the gap for our Heavenly Father, asking you, Lord God, to have mercy, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on her, Lord God, that she will turn around, Lord God, that don't let this false spirit rob our mind, Lord God. Because in the name of Jesus, your word tell us, Lord God, that you give us a sound mind. And Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for opening a way for her, Lord God, because she's a good sister, Lord. Oh, glory to God. It will not take our mind from her. It's in Jesus' name I claim victory for my sister, Lord. Victory, Lord. That she rise up again. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
In your name, Jesus. Praise God. Sister Brenda, did you come back on?
Glory to God.
Praise your name, Jesus. God, we bless you and honor you and thank you so much for the prayers that have been prayed and prayer blood covering over Alicia as she's traveling on that highway to get back home. And prayerfully, it's closer than she have been in Jesus' name. Glory to God. It can be an hour and a half or two sometimes going home. But thank God she yielded to the Spirit. Pray tonight. Yeah. Pray God continue to bless her and protect her. And all those that have already prayed, we thank God. Before we go ahead and take prayer requests and try to find us anything else that the prophet has to say before she get off the line, not unless she already have the screen and change, so I got to get it back up. Prophet Bird.
Praise God. I do have something to say. God sort of put this on my spirit. The enemy sort of took it away, but as Minister Willette was praying, he brought it back to me. We know that Halloween is coming up, and God showed me where a lot of people, even in the church, still celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have talked to some witches who used to be witches and people from that realm. Y'all, it is very satanic. If
yes.
you have family members, grandchildren, other people who still participate in that, please let them know that it is dangerous, that's satanic, and that's the open door. So
yes. Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Even give out candy or any other thing. I cut my light off because when you – any way that you do, you're participating in that satanic holiday. And some folk have moved to church and tried to give it another name, but it still opens the door for the satanic. So if you got family members who participate in that, just share with them the word of God. And that's just on my heart because it's coming up, what, in a week or so, the last of this month. But anyway, just be aware that that is an open door to the demonic.
And I'll add to that, praise God, to Benny Hinn, which is quite a few years ago. Several, I don't know if it's been 10, 15 years now when you had him on his show and said how they've given their life to the Lord, saved, filled with the Spirit of the Lord, and how he had said they had talked about even when it's come up to Halloween all throughout the year, but coming up to Halloween time, how they pray and have seances and this, that, and the other. So even the demonic spirits that be released out of the movies and whatever like this right here be released into the lives of people and stuff because they get so caught up in, and you can see even from the summer they was already preparing even for the movies and stuff like this for this time, and people don't even realize how serious. And I remember when we was in Germany, this woman was filled with the Holy Spirit, her and her husband, and whatever like this, and she started getting caught up in the pictures of the demonic force of movies and whatever over and over. And he would talk to her and others, and she just sit at home. Day after he was a soldier in the military, she'd come back home day and night. After a while, she got to looking in the mirror and look like her face coming apart. It's just that they went to the doctors, and they were thinking, okay, trying to find out whether she had some problems. They were going to ship her back to the United States. And then one of the ministers had said, okay, they was going to have prayer at church. I didn't make it that during that time or whatever like this to it, but she finally got delivered. But she was all got herself all caught up in those things that she was getting possessed to a point like she's seeing worms coming out of her face, and she turned back around and feel like her face wasn't there, and all kinds of strange things was happening because she was just indulging day and night, so caught up in the demonic with the movies. So this thing is real and so forth. So God bless that encouragement, and we did the same thing once we stopped doing that stuff years ago. I would shut our lights off or whatever like this. Sometimes you put a sign on them. Sometimes people are the children will come sometimes they're not. Sometimes when they have, you know, your lights off, sometimes you might have somebody knock, but most time they'll just skip. So, you know, we find all kinds of ways that we still yet try to get it done anyway because we want to have the children to have something. And in the meantime, still, like she says, it's, I don't know what to do with that part. All this, all I know is that, like she said, we got to be wise in how we do things, and also the seriousness of this, where people think it's no big deal. But you have some people that they just like horror pictures, period. They just think it's no big deal. If it ain't edifying God, why you want to sit there and play with the demonic? Well, leave it like that. Praise the Lord. And this is all throughout the year. But in the meantime, Father, we do thank you for the word that just came. And God, we pray that our ears will be open, and others, some going to hear and some going to reject. But nevertheless, everyone got to work out their salvation with fear and trembling as unto the Lord. So let every man be convicted by their spirit, by the spirit of the Lord. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, for more wisdom and direction, and help us, God, if we want to get closer to you, it's some things that we're going to have to deny and curse and cancel, because you don't talk to us throughout the beginning of time about idols and other gods and other things and even doors that will be open. So, God, it's no different now than more so now that we have to get rooted and grounded in you and here knowing what your direction is and what you're saying. Help us to submit and commit to your will. And as we release these things back in your hands, we bind up Satan, all his accords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, lie, and deceit, and other things of rejection or glory to God, that one that the one to release things that God say is to we release. No matter what it is in our lives that you say we need to release, we need to do your will so your will can be done in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you for all the prayers that went forth, and now we receive any prayer requests for any of those that need a prayer this hour in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
All right, anyone that needs some prayer requests? We have the lines already open.
Okay. Thank you. I have a prayer request.
Okay.
Pastor BJ Bubble. Sister Andrea, that she's on this line most of the time, but she asked me to ask for prayer for a suspicious-looking mole that's on her back. She's going to the dermatologist on Thursday, and she's asking for prayer for that. And I wanted to reiterate on the demonic force and how we open the doors. And sometimes we don't know, but you know what glorifies, you're supposed to know what glorifies God or not.
Yeah.
I had to go to the dentist this morning, and the young lady who is the dental hygienist, she has a little boy that's 4 years old, and I always ask about him, and I was asking about him this morning, and she said when we were coming, going, I was taking him to the babysitter, and I was coming into work. He was just, the little guy was just staring out of the window, and he had this strange look on his face, and she asked him, well, what are you thinking about? Why are you looking like that? And the little four-year-old said, I was just looking because I'd like to just smash all of these cars that are out here in front of us. And he said she was really surprised and she just didn't know where that was coming from. But when they watch all this television and all this new age stuff coming about, the subliminal messages and everything, you just have to be careful about letting them look at all the stuff. She just was, I just don't know what, why would he want to smash all these cars? That's violence. That's a form of violence. And he's 4 years old. And so I just ask you all to pray for him. And I always ask you to pray for my whole family, Alonzo and my other brothers and my sisters, all of us. And for Miss Wilhelmina King, my friend, I'd ask you to pray for her about issues with fear. Being alone now, her husband's been dead since July, and when all these things overwhelm you, fear sets in sometimes. And we got to not let fear set in, because fear is not good. And it opens the door for other things to come in. So I agree with all of the requests and things that's going up about Halloween, because some years ago, I went to the library to look it up for the pastor of the church that I was at. And after I looked it up way back in its roots, I don't want nothing to do with it no kind of way. I don't even like for people to send me the cards in the mail about Happy Halloween and all of that.
No,
man. You're participating. You're participating when you get in those things. But if you would look, go to the library or whoever, and you look it up and see how it started and carving pumpkins and all of what that means and all that. Well, I could, the children, oh, no. We need to protect our children. And I stopped with all of it. And all these parties in school, if you have young children or grandchildren or whatever, you should not let them participate in it. Well, they'll be odd and other people look at it. But it's better than letting them get in there and let these spirits get in them and get the spirits take over. That's what's going on. So I thank you all for every prayer and every good and perfect deed that you do, because prayer changes things, and prayer will change people.
Yes, indeed. If they only obey, and even if you teach your children in one of like this right here, if they just do rebel against them, they can't say that they didn't know, because you have at least prepared them for the things that are going on. But some people don't say nothing, they don't do nothing, and some just create and add to it. When we didn't have knowledge about something, that was one thing. But when we get the knowledge about it, don't do anything about it, God's going to hold us accountable.
Yes, he is. Yes,
but
he is.
Anyway, praise God. So we have, you have three requests out of your prayers for the little boy, also for your friend. They have the mole on her back. They have the suspicious, like, you know, breast cancer. And what's her name?
My sister, Andrea.
Oh, that's your sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And my friend, Wilhelmina, and that
little boy. Oh, I have that. I just wanted to know. Okay, yeah, but that I have that. I just didn't remember about the mole on the back. I thought that was a friend, but that's your sister. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
For the sister and also the suspicious mole, and also for the little boy with the spirit. Well, we got one of smashed cars, and like you say, pray against that. And also Wilhelmina with the spirit of fear, and pray for the family. and Alonzo, so he part of the family, bless the Lord. Praise God. I'm trying to think now. We go ahead and pray. I'm thinking, Pastor, Mother Alexander, is she still there? You still there, Mother Alexander?
Come in. I'm here. No, because I have to go to somebody in the background. Okay.
Okay, I want you to pray for my sister Sim's sister that has the mole on her back that she was concerned about, and for the little boy that she was talking about with that little that spirit, glory to God, that want him to balance, like she was saying, pray against these demonic forces that trying to intervene in the lives of our children, and I'll pray for her family. And also Alonzo. So you get those two, I'll get the other two. And who else is, anybody else that, while we're getting ready to pray, have a request so we can get it all together? No one else have another request?
Pray for me, please, as I will speak to you this Sunday, if the Lord bless.
Okay. I'll put that in the prayer with the part that I'll pray. Okay, Mother Alexander, you go ahead. And anybody else
want to take it out? We bring sister Sim Don. Is our sister or what?
Our sister.
Oh, okay.
My sister, my biological sister, her name is Andrea.
Andrea. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring Andrea before you, Lord God. Lord, we don't know what is going on in our back, but we know you know, Heavenly Father. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to let your will be done in that situation, Heavenly Father. Because, Lord, your word said, ask, and believe when you ask, you receive. And you also didn't give us a spirit of fear, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to know that we take authority over things that we see and what's going on in our body, Lord God. Help us, Lord, to take authority over it and speak to these things in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you already see and know exactly what is going on there. So, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to touch Andrea, Lord God. and let your will be done in that situation, Father God. Because we know, Lord, that you are a God that sees everything. No sickness, no disease can hide from you, Lord. You already seen it, Lord God. Right. And you know who she's all about, Lord God. So, Lord, we're standing in the gap. This situation, Lord God, and ask you, Heavenly Father, to have mercy on this situation and bring a change in this situation. Fear have no authority around here in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray for that little baby, Lord God, that he continue to stand. And Lord, you see, because you gave us that inside wisdom, Father God. And Lord, all we can do right now, Heavenly Father, is put that situation in your hand, because he's just a baby still, 4 years old, and let your will be done. Because we know, Lord God, that you gave us authority over these things, Lord God. We can speak these things. We don't have to give it no power, but we can speak it down in the name of Jesus. And Lord, your word said, if we pray. So Father God, we are asking you right now, Lord God, as we come together in this prayer line, Lord God, thanking you, Heavenly Father, for letting your will be done in this prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lord. We pray, glory to God, for Wilhelmina, praise God, King, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of fear that torments her in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you touch her body, touch her mind. Find the forces of evil that will come to take her mind away from praying or seeking your face or getting in the word. God, we pray against any voices that will come in. God, we plead the blood of Jesus, even if dementia trying to creep in, we plead the blood of Jesus. God, we are praying against that tormenting spirit. Satan, you are lying in the blood of Jesus. We know that God says he's not giving us that. That's that came from the enemy. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. He wanted in bondage. And why have her, glory to God, was she alienated and out there, glory to God, feeling isolated. But we rebuke, bind, and loose him from his assignment. God, we pray you put some people in her path. We pray that, glory to God, that she will not allow herself to be isolated, that she will open the door and let somebody talk to her, or either get some help that she needs, put on somebody's heart to even come and see about her, or either get her some services that can help her, or either getting out, glory to God, where she can be able to get out into a daycare or someplace to interact with others. But whatever it is, God, we blind up the enemy that try to put her someplace where the enemy can take her mind and take her health and cause her, glory to God, just to be sitting there wandering, glory to God, and just in the meantime not even being able to take care of herself. But so, Satan, we command you to loose your, oh God, put a fire on her inside of her. Oh, let the word come. Open up her ears and stuff like this to be able to hear the word, whether she put it on the TV, on the radio, or even in, glory to God, on her phone. However it is, God, we are praying intervention. We are believing for a change. You are a miracle working God. Nothing's too hard. You don't go against, glory to God, I will, but God, you will set things up, and you, glory to God, put things where strongholds can come down. But we are praying, because you said the effective fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much. So we are standing on, glory to God, your word, not walking by our sight, but by faith. So we're going to believe God from the inside out that she's going to be free and delivered of all these things that's holding her captive. We pray, glory to God, for Pastor Sims, glory to our family, for Alonzo, for all her brothers and sisters, God, just touch and heal and encourage and build up. God, we're praying that the family continue to be close, because draw closer to you and keep speaking and decreeing and declaring what your word says over their lives in the name of Jesus. I bow to the spirit of worry and the what if, and this happened, everybody go right out, you know, huddle, go right out over this situation. But God, I'm praying, huddle together in prayer. Huddle together, glory to God, and standing on the promise of the Lord, and not allow, glory to God, the negative and the things, glory to God, that the enemy is showing. Keep them, glory to God, from speaking what God's word says. Thank you for touching Alonzo, God, and blessing him and strengthening him, and touch and bind up that thief that keeps stealing itself, glory to God, from that place, God. Oh, God, it's time for some awareness, even for places that knowing that people are doing wrong, God, are revealed in the name of Jesus. And God, even for others that might be things taken from them. But God, we are praying, God bless. Hallelujah, because that's financial burdens right now when people are stealing. But in the name of Jesus, God, continue to touch, encourage the family, and continue to move. Touch Pastor Sims, glory to God, and the other ones, glory to God, that were bringing that word on the fifth Sunday, that you were stripping and encourage her. And God, we thank you already that she already has the title and the topic. So we just believe in God, the word is going to flow out of her spirit, because it ties already in with things that she's already walked through and the promises of the Lord. There'll be a word to encourage the body and encourage herself, as well as we keep looking to God. God. We just thank you right now. We pray for Rachel right now in the name of Jesus. And as she mentioned something about death, in the, I'm not quite sure it was in their direct family, however it is, but God, touch right now. Touch, go around and comfort and encourage the families and whatever situation, circumstances related or going or, I mean, that's concerning the situation. We pray comfort, God. We're praying Holy Spirit, glory to God, save and deliver in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that awareness will come for a bonding and closer. We pray, glory to God, against every demonic force that will come to bring confusion or chaos in the midst. But God, we are praying this time, hallelujah, for families to grow together. We pray for salvation in the midst as well, and for the ones that are already saved, that they will release themselves throughout this, just to trust God through it all in the name of Jesus. Bless her daughter. God, bless, glory to God, what you're putting in them, and God, in the places that you get ready to elevate them and take them even more and more drawing closer to you. We thank you for Pastor Burton right now, touching her body, strengthening her and encouraging her. We pray for Evangelist Noel, God, come against every demonic force of the enemy that come against her health or come against her mind. Oh, God, was already promised and said some things to come to pass, so the devil is a lie. He is not hindered or cause it not to come to pass. We thank you for her strength, God, and we thank you this is the time that we got to press in like never before. You forget those things that are behind and press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And so, devil, you a liar. We bind you up and loose you from your assignment. We thank you for working things out in her favor. Thank you, Lord God, for her courage. Pray, glory, out of fire, the anointing, to burn off anything that attached itself to her to try to hold her back from being able to go forward. And even go out, even in the doctor's reports, we are praying that it be turned around, that you get glory, because you done healed and delivered and saved and even raised her back even from the death there. So there's nothing too hard for God. You proven yourself to this young woman. So I pray for Evangelist Noel, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Laurie, and we speak life and health and wholeness and the peace and the joy and the strength of God to continue, glory to God, to reign in you no matter what it looks like to walk this thing out by faith. Because God is faithful, and he's given every man a measure of faith, and what we do with it going to make all the difference. So we're standing together in the gap. In Jesus' name, pray out for these prayer warriors and bless. Pray, glory out for Mother Mercer, glory, God, that you are blessed and touched right now, whatever's going on in her life too as well, the prophet, in Jesus' name. God bless and have your way. Pray, glory out for Mother Freeman, brother, Mother, glory to God. Touch her body right now too as well. We bind up any spirit to try to bring any thing of dementia against her now in Jesus' name. Heal and hold and pray for reality in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We take authority. You say you got to loose your hold and go back to the dry place where you came. Cover over all our families and our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, our seed and seed. God, we pray for Sister Brenda and her situation with her sons, God, that you are blessed, even the whole family, but even that circumstance, touch right now, heal and encourage our hearts, and God, help us to remember what the word of the prophet said and the words that you reiterated, and God confirmed even tonight what we need to do, even during this satanic time. We bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, chaos, confusion, set up traps, plots, witches, warlocks, every kind of satanic contention, things that try to come up against us, even while we're praying, and all the believers all around the world that are standing on the word and standing on the promise, and even in our families, we cancel that aside. We plead the blood of Jesus and return anything back to the sender that tried to send it out. We curse and cancel those assignments. We plead the blood of Jesus that we shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord, and our family and all of us will be covered, and our church family, that we will stand and glory to God, cry aloud, spare not, and tell our people, tell your people their transgressions, and make sure that we are not walking in as a transgressor, that our light will be shining. God, we thank you for the food, the clothing, the shelter, financial blessing, spiritual blessing, debt cancellation, in the name of Jesus. Our encouragement and courage to continue and to be a witness and a light, whether we speak out of our mouth or just pray, or whether we just walk in places that people can see our light and see the change of how we walk and conduct ourselves, that they can see there's a difference in our lives, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, going on the job, even in the marketplace as well as in the church. God, this flesh got to die so more Christ can be manifested in our lives for the victory to be won. Hallelujah. So we thank you so much. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We bind you of everything that will try to hinder us from keeping going forward and staying focused. In the name of Jesus, thank you again for the word last night. Bless Mother McCormick. You pray for that evangelist. Pray for her home and pray God to continue to move. And thank you still yet as we continue to bless Teresa for that. God, for blessing Teresa with that kidney that she's doing well. But God, draw her closer to you. Help her to remember her vows. Glory to God. And even you bringing it through, God, stir up a fire on the inside of her. Oh, God, and that family for appreciation and love to do what God called them to do. Pray, glory to God, for Catherine and her business and whatever. Help her too, God. Don't let her get lost. Glory to God, and lost focus. Hallelujah. With all the things that she has to do, that glory, I keep God first. Keep all of our children, our grandchildren, their husbands, their glory to God, the wives, the children, all God. Praying for Zaire, praying for our sister Elder Johnny Mae and that grandbaby, glory to God, in New York, Gabriel. Praying, glory to God, for Mother McCormick's grandbaby. We're praying, glory to God, for all our great grands as well. God, we just bless you today. And we thank you, Lord God. Even touching Imani as well as JoJo and Nene's on Angelina's mind and their bodies and their endeavors, God and their parents, in Jesus' name. We know there's things in all of our lives that we just got to keep casting to the Lord, but keep us focused that we don't allow the things that we're going through to distract us from the work of the God, to know that he is able and will take care of all of these things. We just got to remember our assignment. We need you, God. We need strength. He's not sitting so high that he can't be touched down here with our infirmities. Wait on the Lord, having faith and having patience, glory to God, and being able to be strengthened and encouraged. Hallelujah. Being steadfast, unmovable, and glory to God. Keep speaking and decreeing and declaring. Keep living according to what your word says. We love you tonight, God. We appreciate you. In Jesus' name, we pray for Mother Pastor Mitchell as we close. Glory to God for a prayer for her also on the second Sunday of next month, God. That's, she will bring the word, glory to God, in the name of Jesus and bless in her household as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Praise God for all that he's done and doing. And praise the Lord, if there is nothing else, glory to God, we're going to say shalom, glory to God, thank the ones for the Lord, for ones that already been on and forward and dropped off, we got several of you still on, but we want to pray, glory to God, that you continue to be encouraged, be blessed, and have a wonderful and blessed week, in the name of Jesus, encouragement, and also spiritual and financial blessings as well. Hallelujah, amen, amen.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom. We love you.
Shalom.
Amen, and we bid you shalom.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. He's awesome.
Amen.
Phenomenal God. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Pray his favor upon your lives. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm so proud of you. How you doing? Okay, as the Lord leads you, direct you, I pray God show you what to do. But I'm so proud of you just denying everything else about feelings or whatever you had to do to try to get on the road about trying to deal with the traffic and all of those things and all of those things that could got to hinder the way that the Lord bless you to just be open up and let the Lord bless and use you tonight. Because he sure brought some powerful prayers out of some things, glory to God, that's much needed to be prayed about. So I was proud of my baby. No, ma'am, honey. God bless. That thing was flowing. That's why you have to depend on the Lord, because the enemy will have us feeling like that way when people are saying things, and even when we're speaking or ministering or whatever, come to find out the
I
best.
Tell me to call it too.
Go ahead and talk to it, and you call me back.
Oh, no. I didn't know if you wanted to join in or what. I didn't know.
You can, but let her know it's something like you can go ahead and talk to her just in case you want to talk to you. You can go ahead and bridge if you want to. But,
okay,
Lord have mercy. Let's see. What do you think? Go ahead and call her because she might want to talk to you anyway.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll call you back.
All right, love you. I'm going to get to this bathroom anyway. Who is Jesus?
Oh, okay. All right, love you.
Love you, Mama. Thank you.
and you'd be cussing and all of it. You'd be got more cussing Christians than I've ever seen in my life. You know what? The Lord loves you. He loves you. But he said, wait, just a minute. Excuse me. I want you to see what God finally spoke up. I want you to see what he had to say to Jeremiah, because Jeremiah was getting a little, you know, rough up the collar. But, you know, God is God. He's too big to be offended by the smallness of somebody else's attitude. And if you don't let 5 minutes of bad minutes of your day ruin your whole day. So God now is getting ready to put Jeremiah in check. Notice what he says in verse 19. Thus says the Lord, if you return, he says, if you take it back. Take it back up, Jeremiah. I'm having to give you the broader translation here. Jeremiah, back it up. Take back what you just said. And if you take back what you just said, I'll bring you back. I'll bring you back, and then you'll stand before me. And he says, under this condition, whatever you say, if is the word of possibility. If, let me just tell you this, all, A-double-L of life, L-I-F-E, right in the middle of life, if, all of life has an if. If she says yes. If she says yes. If my people. It's conditional. If you be willing and obedient. If. There's a big if in life. And let's go back to the scriptures you say here that if you will take out the pressure from the vow, you shall be as my mouth. This Jeremiah, I need you to back up, take the words that you just spoke to. And if you will learn how to go into a vow situation and take something precious out of it, God says, I will use you as my mouth. He says, I want to, this is a message to everybody who's a school teacher. This is a message to everybody that's a coach. This is a message to everybody who is a mentor. He says, you need to be able to look at a negative situation and find the positive. You need to be able to look at the evil and find the good. Because there's some bad in the best of us, and there's some good in the worst of us. And God said, Jeremiah, I need somebody who can look at a foul situation and yet take something that is so precious and so good. They are sinful, they are dirty, they are low down, but if they get in a pickle, they will give you the shirt off of their back. They'll give you anything. They may be dirty and do a lot of terrible things, and you have to be able to call that thing out. Somebody that goes passionately after sin, when I see people like that, I've had to just speak to them and say, you know what? I see a spirit of determination on the inside of you, that whatever you set your mind to want to achieve, you can get that thing done. I want to see that precious thing out of the vial. I've walked up to dope dealers and have said to them, hey, come here, sir. Look right here. And I took one of them. And, you know, I wasn't trying to buy. I'm not trying to get custom. But I said, lean in right here. I said, let me say something to you. I see a businessman on the inside of you. I said, you understand inventory control. You know exactly how many bags of dope you have and how many you're supposed to have. You understand accounts receivable. You know how to get your money. Your collections department is out of this world. You know something about territory. All of these drug-related deaths, they killed somebody because somebody came into their territory selling and taking money out of their pocket. You understand about sales territory. I said, all of these are principles of business. And I said, that's just a perversion. I'm now calling out the pressure from the Bible. It's not that you're a drug dealer. Do you just don't see the opportunities or the legitimate brilliance of a businessman that you are? Call it out! Call it out! Call it out! That little girl that has so much mouth, that little boy that has nothing to say, every time you say something to them, begin to locate it. Hey, that right there. That right there. I see that right there. You got an answer for everything. I see a lawyer on the inside of you. You're going to be in court cases. I see that right now. Don't break that spirit. Don't break that spirit. Harness it. Harness the wind. All of that little, you can't do anything. Put them in gymnastics. Put them in soccer. Put them in baseball and badminton, whatever. Let them do something.
But I will say this, sin has a cause. Sin has a cause, but godly living and truth and anointing have a value. And if you don't have godly living, it's going to cost you too. Sin has a cause. Living for God has a price. The anointing has a price. And everything that has a price has a value. Price is value. Sin costs. Godly living pays. It has a value. Truth pays. It has a value. It has a value. The anointing has a value. It's not for sale. Your money perished with you. You paid for anointing with sacrifice. It's something that you have to give up in order to go on. It's amazing. And God has just done Jeremiah, you can take back those words he said when you were into your feelings. He said, I can hear you. Did we got a deal? You know, that's one under them. I know you were upset. He said, but if you will be able to look at negative situations, wicked, evil situations, contaminated situations, and call out the blessed, see a positive trait, and then nurture that. If you will do that, this will take next level discernment. Because you'll be offended because they said something back to you. But when you're the defendant in the court and they're fighting on your behalf, you want them, it's like symptoms. You better go and get them. Tell them. Tell them, baby. They already have David. You want them to fight for you. But see, there's a time and a place for them. And channel that energy so that it goes into the right place. But see, God is looking for that. And then God told Jeremiah, he says, let the people return to you. He says, don't you go to them. You know why God is saying that? Because God is saying that when I have brought you up out of a low place of living and doing low and dirty things, don't you ever return to that. But when I have blessed you and brought you up out, go back to those people when they come to you who want to be lifted. Not everybody wants to be lifted. You see, just understand, let's look at it as when you're at rock bottom, let's just say that that's level one. But once you get into God, you start learning things and you start growing and you start being mentored by some people and then you get a little scale in you. Now you come up to a level five. But you started off down here at level one. He says, you will never go back down to a level one, just like I will never go back down to 140 pounds. I don't want to go back to 140 pounds in 6'2". I look like a strong wind could have knocked me down. I don't want to go back there. So he says, you let them come to you, don't you go to them. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You let them grow up, don't you go down. Don't you dumb down what I've given to you. Let them grow up. Let them come and say, I want to come up to a level five, how did you get up there? You know why? Because you see, I can take one and put it into five times. But five cannot go down into one without it becoming a fraction. Five can go into one, just part two, to an extent. But my going down to one now has fractured my soul. Because I went back to where I didn't start. And so I have to fracture myself and lose my wholeness. Are you listening? A fracture is not a whole integer. I'm fractured when I have to come down. But I could go to practice people all day long and use my wholeness, a unity, to lift them. Not to belittle them, not to put them down, not to speak in a condescending way to them, but to take the precious out of the bow. Because one can go into five, but five cannot go into one without fracturing. And many of you are wounded with a perpetual wound, and you wonder why I can't get well, if I can't do it, then it's because all of your relationships are fractured. And you've got to be able to have somebody who's on a whole nother level. A whole nother level. A whole nother level. Because they can lift you from your fractured state into wholeness. But you don't take wholeness and fracture it up and then expect for it to be all right. And most of the time, you will discover that people, they want the provisions of God, but the provisions of God only come by process. We want God's provision. God bless me. God bless me. Provisions come by process. Here's the process. Praise summons God's presence. When we praise him, we summon God's presence. Because in his presence there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Praise summons God's presence. God's presence produces his protection. When you know that Daddy God has shown up on your behalf, that God is standing there with you, you feel incredibly protected. You feel safe. You can sleep when you know you're protected. You can rest at night when you know you're protected. Praise summons his presence. His presence ushers in his divine protection. His protection produces peace. I have peace because God is with me. Peace because God is with me. Once I get God's peace in my heart, peace then unveils God's purpose. Peace unveils purpose in the stillness.
Hey, Mama, how you doing? You just got to do what now? Oh, no. That's what I just missed. Oh, for the, oh, but you already had prayed for the even prep that. Did you get hurt?
No, nobody didn't get hurt. Instead of coming to a place,
did they lose the house? But I'm saying, did they lose their house?
No.
Thank the Lord. Well, praise God. I've been thinking about it last night. I said, Mother didn't say anything about me speaking. I know I didn't get to come on. It was up. I didn't get my message until about 10 minutes till, or 5 minutes till, when I found out Mother wasn't going to be able to speak. And so God just gave me some things and that's the word. I was telling her how the Lord bless you. Tell her, why are you surprised and whatever? Anybody else surprised? Because I was saying God just blessed and gave me things while I was there. Open up the book and then he started giving me stuff while I was on the line. Only that, the baby had just left and then I never did get in touch with her. I couldn't get her today. And then so I was saying, I thought at the end of saying something and the Lord blessed. And I'm like, Mother, when you came on the line, you just said Mother McCormick, but you ain't said nothing. I said, did you ever hear me on the phone?
To be used in my life, I want to use it for your glory.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. You say you're talking to her. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said. Go talk to her. We can talk later. Oh, either tomorrow. Okay, then. Love you. Love you.
Give us what we ask for. And I should point it to you in this way. He doesn't give you what you ask for in the form that you recognize. Because what many of us are praying, we're saying, God, I want you to produce a mighty oak tree in my life when God answers with an acorn. And the acorn is the answer to your prayer, but you don't recognize it because you were expecting an oak tree. And God says, the tree is in me. He gives seed to the sower and then bread to the eater. God doesn't just rain down bread anymore. Now comes strategy. Because we're an agricultural people. Our God's strategy is to take seed. He gives seed to the sower. And they sow it. Once more, God gives the increase. And then bread is made by process. So if you're asking God for bread, you need to recognize when God answers your prayer, comes with a bag of seed. God answers for seed. And God also answers by a red light. The red light says, no, just forget it. Leave it alone. Leave her alone. Delete him out of your contact. Or the yellow light, slow or not now. The yellow light does not mean that God's not going to do it. It may just mean that this thing is not for right now. And then the green light is the go. You say, go for it. That's it. Now is the time. Here's the place. You're the person. Go for it. God often answers because God is light. Sometimes he'll just give us a light. He'll just give us a light. A red light? No, no. A yellow light that says, take it slow or even not now. So the green light that simply says, go for it. I want to tell you this, that in order to be in the know, we must sometimes use the anointed no. And when you use the anointed no, it's not being mean. That's what God says. There are certain things that you, in order to do what God has called you to do, there are certain things that you got to realize that he didn't call you to do. I say this for young people because when you're under 40 years old, as a general rule, there are exceptions, I know. But when you're under 40 years old, your greatest success comes when you're under 40 and what you say yes to. Once you reach 40 and beyond, these are just approximate numbers, they vary. Once you reach 40 and over, your greatest success comes from what you say no to. Because by 40, you ought to know who you are. You ought to know what you're called to do. I was called to do. And so I knew what to say yes to before I got to 40. By the time I was 40 and I was given opportunities to do some other things, I cannot tell you people that came with marvelous opportunities, and presented them to me. Some of Oprah's people came and approached me with an opportunity. But I said, absolutely no. It didn't take me long. I didn't have to sleep on it. Because I knew what I was called to do. So when you know what your yes is, it was easy to have an anointed no. No. And if you're going to stay on track, you're going to have to learn to say no to some things. And this is not about being mean. This is about self-care. This is about staying focused on the assignment that God has given me, because I don't want to be so diverted that all of my energies and all of my efforts have been now so diluted that I don't make a difference anyway. I need to be able to stand with a conviction on the inside of my heart and a godly resolve that this is who God called me to be, and this is what God has called me to do. And to ask me to do something else, it doesn't mean that it is wrong or that it is evil, but it is not for me. And I have to be able to give an anointed no when this is not negotiable. I've got to obey what God called me to do. I love the words of my friend Rick Warren. He said, how you handle the middle of your life, not the beginning, determines your end. Because you can have false starts and still end well. Some of you have messed up now and you're in the pickle, and I don't know why, but we get in the middle of life, in the middle years of life, somewhere between 40 and 60, 65 years old, in the middle, somewhere in the middle, where we get confused and we go through a midlife crisis. But it's what you decide to do in the middle that determines how the end will be. It's what you do in the middle that determines what the end is going to be. There are decisions that you make in the middle. And you may think it's too young, I'm too old now for me to start back over. And I just remind everybody who tells me that, I said, you know what? all of the games are won in the fourth quarter. You make a decision at halftime that, listen, when we go back out there, we're going to stop looking around and try to figure out what they're doing. We're going to go back to the strategies that we've already rehearsed. We've already got our game played. We're going to be focused this time. This is not about that. I don't care what happened in the first half. Cleanse your mind from that. Your latter days shall be better. The glory of the latter is going to be better than what was over here. The games are won in the fourth quarter. Some of you are headed towards your fourth quarter, and you're making a decision right in the middle, and I'm telling you, I don't know about you, but this thing is better, it's better, it's better. It's never, you're never too old to catch a dream. You're never too old to catch a dream. And let me just say this to you. You are as young in your mind and in your spirit as your latest dream. You have to always keep a fresh dream, something that you're working on. You got to keep a dream, man. You got to keep a dream. And I want to tell you this, that when you have a dream, a vision from God, God will tell you to do a few things with it. Number one, God will tell you to run with it. You got a dream, sometimes God will just say, run with that. You go with that. Run with that dream. Run with it. Run with it. Go for it. Number two, he'll say, hold it. Hold it. Hold your dream. Yeah, I gave you the dream, but you need to wait for the appropriate time to implement it. He says, write the vision, for the vision is for an appointed time. That means you have to hold your dream that God gave you. Hold it sometimes for the right time. Everything has a time. That's an appointed time for your dream. You run with it. You hold it. Number three, you submit it. Sometimes God will just say, you submit your dream to the bigger dream. You invest in somebody else's dream, and then God will honor what you have done for somebody else's dream, because you need to sow seeds of faithfulness so that God can now send people that will be faithful to what he's called you to do. But sometimes that dream will just fold in under a larger dream. So he'll just say, take that dream and submit it to this other dream, to somebody else's dream, and I'll bless you in that way. You didn't realize that when I gave you this dream, it actually fit under that particular umbrella. Go there and submit it to that place. Or number four, God will say this. Either run with it, hold it, submit it for you, move it to another place. Because sometimes what God has really called you to do may not work where you came from. And sometimes you have to move it. You only do that. I don't mean to do this in a controlling way, to say, either you do this or I'm going to take it to somewhere else. Because you refuse to submit. Now, I don't mean that. But there are times. Every dream has a destination. A dream is destiny. Destiny speaks of destination. It's a place. Abraham had to leave the place where he was in Ur of Chaldees and get up and go into a land that I will show you. And every vision, every dream happens in a place. And you've got to be able to get to that place where God is calling your vision to be. Get to the place. We all know Tyler Perry. He was born in Louisiana. He first started doing his plays in Louisiana, and it didn't catch on. It didn't work there. He had to pack up and live out of his car and get to Atlanta. Everything happens in a place. My daddy came from a small town in Georgia. God put a vision on the inside of my daddy when my daddy was 5 years old. But it wasn't going to work in that little country place where he was. He had to get to the city. He had to move it to another place. There weren't enough people in this town to do what God was calling my daddy to do. And when I said next level discernment, you got to have the discerning voice of the Lord to know when to run with your dream, when to hold your dream, when to submit your dream, and when to move it to a particular place that God is leading you. That's next level discernment, is knowing what to do with your dream. It's knowing how to hold it until the time is right. Because nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. But can you imagine if God has just been reserving a time while you've been impatient, wondering, Lord, when is my time coming? Watching everybody else get blessed. God was trying to see, remember, love is patient and kind. And it's humility. Humility is never bogarting its way through, saying, let me do it. It's my turn. And it's my time. No, no, no. Humility says, I will gather all the wisdom, God, and I'll serve here. Until you call me to serve for the wise. I'll follow you, God. May I discern your voice. May I discern your time. May I discern your positioning of where you position me to be right at this time. And let me say this to you unequivocally, that every dream, every vision that is given by God will have problems, will have opposition. There will be something that you must overcome. And it will generally work in these three things. I tell you this prophetically. Number one is creation. This is Bishop Dale Broder. Thank you so much for joining our YouTube channel today. If this is a blessing to you, I want to encourage you to like it and then click the subscribe button and then turn on notifications. Hit that little notification bell so that you never, ever miss another one of our videos. And then if you're in the Metro Atlanta area on a Sunday, check out one of our exhilarating services at 8:30 a.m., 11 a.m., or 6 o'clock p.m. Well, our scripture lesson today comes from 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 1 through 7 from the New Living Translation. Notice there these words. One day, the group of prophets came to Elisha and told him, as you can see, this place where we meet with you is too small. Let's go down to the Jordan River where there are plenty. This is Bishop Dale Broder. Thank you so much for joining our YouTube channel today. If this is a blessing to you, I want to encourage you to like it and then click the subscribe button and then turn on notifications. Hit that little notification bell so that you never, ever miss another one of our videos. And then if you're in the Metro Atlanta area on a Sunday, check out one of our exhilarating services at 8:30 a.m., 11 a.m., or 6 o'clock p.m. Well, our scriptural lesson for today comes from Isaiah chapter 58. Verse 11 and 12, reading from the New Living Translation of Scripture. Notice that these words. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be
Hello?
Hi, I said I was going to just remember that I said I was going to try to call you.
Oh, all right. And how are you?
Oh, all right, praise God. It's been a blessed and wonderful day today. God just turned some things around to I'm just in the power of prayer today, just from this morning all the way to the evening. It's just been wonderful. But we just thanking the Lord in the midst of all the challenges and the things going on, and a little challenging with the little grandson over in the enemy attacking his mind and you know, things in school and stuff, whatever. We're praying and believing God for him. We know it was going to be hard when he made that transition to California, coming from where they were. But nevertheless, we're standing on the word, and we're interceding in prayer and binding up the influences. But anyway, how you doing? That's what I'm concerned about now.
I'm hanging in there.
I know every time you say hanging, we got something where you're hanging, so let me make it sound like you're on a string or a fingernail.
So, so
why is it like that? What happened? The doctor gave you a report or something?
No. Anyway, we had a meeting, so we went to the meeting. So on the back, coming back from the meeting,
who is we? You talking about your church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Elvin and I rode together.
Okay.
So coming back from it, so she made a suggestion. You know, let's go by the church so we can count the money so we can be so long with. Me and John and man, Brother Wynn. And so I said, okay. I didn't, you know, think of it up. But I didn't
you said, that, are they there? You said, along with them or not with them?
No, we left them.
Okay.
And And on the way back, we go for sure are not broke together. On the way back to her house, she suggested to go by there, you know, and count the money from the revival we had that Thursday, Friday. And that's what she said, that we can get that out of the way. So when Sunday comes, you know, we'll have so much to do to hold the book. So on Sunday that afternoon, they're supposed to go to
This Sunday or last Sunday? Okay, y'all were going to count the money by yourself without Johnny May and Brother Williams?
Right.
Y'all did that before?
No, we hadn't really did that before.
Well, why are you doing it now?
Well, we're doing it now because
just her
suggestion was, you know, like a lot of others.
Oh, okay.
You know, we already know that we're having some after church.
Oh, okay.
You know, Sunday. And so that's how you know, she always like to keep things straight and help us back in with the finance.
Yeah.
But it didn't go well.
Yeah, because something like that, you know, you work together to do whatever like this, because you never want no discrepancy, and if anything ever go on or go wrong or the books be wrong or somebody missing something or the books didn't balance out, then you can start looking at somebody like, what'd you do? Who got it? Now, wait a minute. I believe that you're honest and this, that, and other, but something wrong with this. And then if some already, and if it was 2, 3, 5, 6, or 10, or 12, or whatever like this, then somebody else is saying, uh-huh, you always got something going on. It always whatever. Why you got this treatment? Why we got, what, see, if everybody together, that's why I asked you that, you know, because I'm like, oh, Lord, that sounds like an alarm. That's why I say, y'all did that before? But anyway, go ahead. Yeah. Who like to do what right? Well, there's certain things you do right, but this wasn't right. I mean, there's some things you want to do, but this was not right. And then y'all left from where y'all were to come back and go back in the church. And thank God too. On the other half of that, y'all ladies said nothing else. Main thing is the books, but also going back like that. And nobody don't come against y'all when y'all just two women out there getting out to go to church too as well. But the main thing, I'm going to stay focused, is about how it was done. That's the main thing. Now go on with your story so I can stop talking so I can listen, because I'm like, the alarm went off. The alarm went off, and I need to I need to let you finish.
Yeah, you all right.
Oh, you know that.
This is a waste of time. He's going to kind of back over. So anyway, so she told Pastor that she told me to call her. And I told her, I don't remember that. Because she come on, she was a little fussy when she came on the phone.
Well, wait a minute. Who said what? Do what now? Johnny May wasn't there, and she told you to tell. Who said that?
Johnny May. She was there that Sunday, so Pastor had to wait. Was waiting for her in the car. And she didn't come in there where we was. I guess Pastor asked her why we were so late in there. I guess that's when Johnny May told her that they were trying to do the money over. And so then she said, because they didn't seem like they should have had it did over, so Sister Mal and Becky came by the church. And so that didn't fit too well with
Well, let's back up, because I want to catch everything right. The part about the getting back to Johnny Maynard. I got to get back to the part. Let's back up. When you and Becky went to the church, what happened for a pastor to know right then? Y'all went back to the church, then take it from there and the next step. Or the little pieces of jumping is I've got me like the jump track of missing something. So once y'all did that night, then y'all told pastor. It was daytime.
Oh,
okay. It was late. Oh, my mind was back there. I went back in the night. But anyway, when y'all went back to the church and did that, nobody was at the church but you and Elder.
Right.
The other people, the other finance team was gone.
Yeah, because on a Saturday, nobody there nowhere.
Right.
Johnny May is told on Sunday after church.
Okay.
You were waiting on her to take her home.
Okay, so
she found out that she said she told me to call Pastor. I told Pastor, no, Johnny May didn't tell me to call her.
Okay, now, that's the part that's getting me. You and what's her name went to the church. Y'all did that. And then y'all went, after that, y'all called Pastor and told you y'all did it, or how she found out?
Well,
how Johnny May knew?
Because Pastor was waiting on her after church.
So when y'all went back to the church, y'all did this on Saturday or y'all did this on Sunday?
We did that on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get to. Once y'all did that on Saturday, how did Pastor know? Sunday?
And so
Johnny May saw that y'all already did the book.
Yeah, she already in the car. She's in the office with
her. Okay.
So that's about it. They came out there on Saturday and did the counting of the money. And he wants to count it back over. That's where the description came in. And Pastor always said, he was going to count it back over. He didn't have to count it on Saturday. He could have waited and get it on Monday.
Right. Okay, so then when that happens, the service disturbed your spirit, or something happened in between that?
Right. Yes, something happened then. So when she told Pastor, that she told me to call her. If she had told me to call her, I would have called her.
Call her for what, though? Call her to tell her what?
About what was going on in the office. We had came out there.
On Saturday and did it without y'all?
Yeah.
I mean, without them?
Right.
Okay. Okay, so what got you is the way things was done. You following the elder, thinking that was a good suggestion. And then again, even though the other people weren't there, so Johnny May had to report the fact that, okay, then it was already counted, and then we recounted again. When they recounted, was it the same amount of money?
Yes.
Okay, but the fact that they went over. So in the meantime, now that Pastor here has to keep down confusion, she dealt with Elder, or she dealt with all of y'all? What she said?
She dealt with me first.
And she dealt with you because of what?
Waited all the evening for me to call her on Friday, but she called me early Monday morning.
What?
No, but
I'm trying to figure out only reason why a call was you supposed to call you right in the middle of something. You calling because Johnny May said that whatever like this. Did she thought she told you, or did she really tell you? But what she wants you to call her for, why you had to call, why she didn't call herself? I'm not trying to do no computer. I'm just trying to get a picture of why you had to call.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the way it is. Johnny May, I guess she is questioning them and she would start talking.
Then why didn't you just ask Johnny May, why did you tell Pastor that? Because I don't remember you saying whatever. But it don't make it right, though, because if somebody make a mistake, I know the Bible said follow peace with all men if possible. But then also don't forget the Bible say, out of all you're getting, get an understanding. And then if there's a matter that's going on, he said, you go to your brother. So if it was that you intended, Johnny May, to tell me and whatever, like at this time and stuff over this, and, you know, you ain't got no Alzheimer's and you ain't got no dementia, you ain't saying all of that. You know this for yourself. But in the meantime, to pull you out on the carpet, some things need to be dealt with in the right manner. And I know you when you don't do something, like I was telling my, we were discussing when we were praying for the children and also having prayer the other day, we were talking about when I was sharing with them, I said, you know, when somebody tried to say something, I mean, when something is going on and somebody has got some issues, what they got with this person, that person, parent, you know, husband, wife, ministry or whatever, if we got something that's happening and we don't say anything, we just say, I want to keep, you know, peace. I don't want to hurt that person's feelings. But we are thinking about the fact that, you know, if something going on the inside of you, you're hurting more and suppressing stuff, and it don't make matters better because now instead of being expressed and said or corrected or being honest about something, then what it does is internally it ends up being more problems because now we're pushing something in here, pushing something back that even hurting yourself because I don't want to hurt the person's feelings or I don't want, you know, no problems or whatever like this because we're not honest, especially when it's something that needs to be corrected or it's okay. And if we don't be careful, we say, I'm all right, and then we lie. You know, but the thing about it, I'm not trying to push nothing back on you. I'm just saying it's unfair to you and your health and your own peace of mind and giving enemy some place to cause you to pull back when we don't turn back around. She, whether she did it by mistake or whether she got it by nervous and thought she said something, it is like, you know, sister, because I know me, I'm like, did you think that you said? Because at the time I did not hear you say anything or not unless you said it and didn't say it loud enough. Or if they're saying, no, it's not coming to recollect, I did not hear you say. Because if I didn't hear you say, I can't say, yes, you said it, but I did, but yes, or what about this right here? Because it could have been a part that you intended or had it in mind. But at the time, I did not hear you say that, whatever, and it's not for no confusion part. But in the meantime, if it's left in there, it's like, okay, I'm just putting it in a little slot someplace inside of my heart, inside of my mind, and pushing it over there. But that thing over there is a disturbance, and then in the meantime, it brings you back into another place, and I'm all right. It's not helping you spiritually, physically, or naturally, because it's something there that needs to be dealt with. It's like, sister, you know, you might admit this, tell me something, but I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear you say, and that's it. And she said, yeah, listen, all I can do is tell you I didn't hear you. If you did even say it, I did not hear that. Some people turn back around and look like, that's when you know when you go through a trial and everybody can be on one accord, but there's certain times that things got a lot of tests or a trial to go through and you'll really find out where somebody else weak at, they need to come up in. Because that was a time to say, you know what, I apologize on my side for any offense that I bought or whatever. And at the time when I was thinking I was saying, and then I would have been time for you to say, you know, really, I did not hear you say such and such and whatever. But in order for you to walk in the power and the freedom and the liberty that God has for you, and you can't sit right and just let yourself continue the same thing that the enemy robbed from you, because people, you know, some things God allowed for a test too. Are we going to stand up? We know the enemy always busy in all of our lives. But don't let anybody, and whatever, care how close we are to right is right and wrong. It's not a matter of confusion. It's the fact that stuff like this, sis could have been thinking she said it in her mind or intended to. But in the meantime, no, I didn't hear you say anything. And it, whether you look crazy or whether you respond, whatever, either say, "Bah, I thought I did," you know, however, at the time it was on my mind to say, and I thought I did. So I apologize if you didn't hear. And that would have been it. But sometimes we don't even give that opportunity for that to happen, to make some corrections, because we just take it and swallow it. And somebody just keep on dumping and throwing dirt, throwing dirt, throwing dirt. And that may have been intended, but I'm saying, when I say throwing dirt, I mean not like she's throwing out there. It's just the fact that this person, that person, the next person, the next person, everybody just throwing stuff over because I'm not kicking it back off me. I'm not taking it. I'm not getting rid of whatever like this right here just because they said it. I'm like, I don't want no disturbance. Oh, I don't want, but I'm the one turning back around and being bound because this is happening with this one over here. This one don't know that doesn't happen, and she's saying it, and she pushing something, and this and he done did something, and then now I'm a children to somebody else, and then I'm saying on the job, then you know what? Every time I turn around, somebody always saying something or doing what, but what am I doing with it? I am not saying anything back until I get too full, and then, oh, either I don't want to bother nobody, or I don't want to be bothered, and I go back in my little cocoon and go over to God, and God is not pleased with that, because it's like, I gave you the spirit, glory got to speak. Oh, and I didn't give you no spear. I didn't give it to you for no intimidation. I didn't give it to some, and sometimes just for peace sake. How is it going to be peace sake? That's a temporary peace that's really not there because I don't have no peace. I'm not in no peace. It's just me, Sir Macaron, say, I'm not dealing with the issue. I'm just avoiding a circumstance that's going to be void and going to come up with another circumstance another time. And then it's going to be a void and come up with another circumstance. Then after a while, I'm not going to do nothing. I'm not going to. And then now I'm going to get whipped with God. What am I doing over here? By myself. Come on, I ain't going to talk no more. I ain't going to do no. And I'm over here in the house getting whipped by the Lord because now I don't want to be bothered with none of y'all. So, no, we can't give place to that. We can't live like that.
She said, you know, with her, what she really meant was, you know, how she handled you after kids. You know, I know she don't mean to.
Yeah.
And somebody just starting all over again. You know what happened with Lavinia just been many years ago. Apostle, we were right there on Monticello.
What Lavinia got to do with this situation?
Yeah, the people
about the finances?
Because when she brought up with me again, I did something with her. That back, no little bring it back to my mind in case I got. That's exactly what the other thing. So I rest on that thing. I asked myself, that been so many years ago when the prophet, that was the eagle-eyed prophet, and her honey wanted her closer to her with the hotel there.
Yeah.
So she would be the one have to pick her up and bring her to church. Yeah. And so, and she always... talking that he brought that up because I didn't forget about it.
Oh, Lord, no, ma'am. That, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
What that have to do with you going with Elder? Oh, because you went with Elder?
He's even better on the example because I'm doing what somebody else thinks, you know.
Oh.
I need to not do anything
unless near her. That's a long time ago to bring that up, but... Well, okay. Well, you haven't done anything like that since all that time. So she dealt with Becky too?
Yes, she dealt with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes she bite her too. Yeah, and I haven't had no bump hit with her in a long time. Every once in a while, something we actually do it in a maturity walk. Because the last time we had some real bump head, that was when the prophet came through during that time. Other than that, if we have a misunderstanding or if I'm saying something and whatever, like it will correct it, but it be done in a respectful way. But at the time we bumped head last, that been umpteen years when the first day, and how many years have been now since Prophet been here? But sometimes we do have a little something go on, and if I misunderstood what she said, then we'll go back over it, and if she said something, well, I correct it like that. But other than that, I really haven't had enough little spurts like that or something. But other than that, I respect her so much. But then if it's a correction, I don't turn back around and disrespect her. But if it's something with a misunderstanding, we talk a little bit and clear that this is what she meant, this is what I meant, and such and such and such like that, and then that's it. But the last time for any kind of really sprat or whatever you want to call it, it was back during that time. Because I'm going to speak my mind, and she going to speak hers. That's what she said. We were one time just bumping heads like bulls. No, I don't want whatever like this, right? We all may have some feelings, but we turn back around, and what we do with them and stop pocketing them makes all the difference, because all they do is like even the word of God as well as the doctrine, so that don't do nothing but cause us to be, or with people with ulcers, or people being sick, or people having headaches, or people being stressed and migraines and all. It does not help the mind, the spirit, the body, or whatever. So it's best, you don't have to bite. But but even the Bible said, be angry but sin not. We got to get things off of us, and we got to speak up when it's things that's not right. Wait a minute. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I did not hear it. Now, I'm not saying you didn't intend to, or did you say it, or didn't say it loud enough, but no, ma'am. I didn't hear anything about whatever, and say it and whatever. Anybody want out, I'm not going to argue with you. And hopefully it won't be an argument, because it's already clear when it says, I'm not spouting the fact that you didn't say it. I'm saying I didn't hear it. And so if I didn't say it, I didn't hear it, that should settle it right there. So you ain't going to make me hear it. And then if it's, so I left it right there. So if there was something the person intended to and they didn't, or they thought about doing, or if they did say it and they said it low, I'm telling you I didn't hear it. So that makes all the difference. So to shut stuff down right then. And not to be arguing back, because you ain't going to make me hear nothing that I didn't hear. Oh, Lord, come on. She got too many things. That's why I say Pastor got to get away and get some rest, because there's too much going on, and she can't always hear, and then you're going to be stressed sometimes with so much on you. She needs to get away for a little while. I done said it, and I know God told me, and I said it again with her and Johnny May on the phone the other day, that this is so important right now, Pastor. I know this is what I said. I said, Johnny May, too, if the Lord say the same, you get some time with Pastor, even if you have to take a ride. Remember, I already mentioned it to you. But if you have to take a ride with her, she needs to get, and I said it with her, the both of them on the phone, and God gave me a word at that time, and that was just a little over a week ago, just again. So I can't do nothing else. I done said it already, and I done said it. That's been about the third time. So, you know, what she doing? I'm saying God was saying, don't put it off, and don't keep putting it off, and don't allow things to keep coming up. The reason why you don't, you need to get away past it, because all the noise, everything, you need to hear God, so you need to start getting away a little bit, even if it ain't but a day or two and stuff like this, to get your mind refreshed, to be able to hear God want to talk to you. And something, because she got all this going on in the house. She's running, trying to run to the church. She's trying to take care of her health. She got these other things. And then she's standing in the gap for other people. She got to get away, because she wound and she don't even know it. Well, praise God. Yeah.
I ain't doing that. I still got my night over. If you want to ride
to something, you better say it. Now, you know that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And you know that enemy can be mad, but that's why I'm saying, God got a work for you to do. The man of God was talking about tonight. Even when God tells you to do something, that don't stop the enemy from trying to fight against you. But we got to stay focused and still be obedient, because, you know, the blessing is in obedience to what God is saying, and also for us to recognize the tricks of the enemy that come to try to rob and steal from us. So that was one of the things. So don't let him rob now and still do what God tell you to do. That's another reason why God's showing you that he's trying to get her to help see herself and something that she really needs. Because when she do get the couple of days, she's going to find out how really stressed she is and how she really do need to get away. But until she do it, the enemy going to keep the thing. It's like that little thing on the, they'll be running around the Ferris wheel. I mean, around that little thing. What is that? The little, not the rat. What they call that thing? Oh, yeah. And he just going round and round and round and round and round in that thing. A piggy, not a piggy. What's the other thing? Oh, God, I'm about to say the name. I can see the thing, but whatever, like this. But you know what I'm talking about. It ain't a rat, but it's called something else. Yeah, and see, right now, so much going on. So much going on, and that's why he was giving that word and whatever like this. So even though this right here happened, be obedient to what God said, because now you even see on the other side of this that what God blessed you to do, to whatever, how quickly she came out and really needed that. And then in the meantime, the enemy going to turn back around and try to, no, I'm going to be obedient to what God called me, because I need to get stronger in the Lord myself, and I'm not going to let the enemy rob me of something that done came, because it wasn't just me involved, it was some others. But no matter what, those people grow over to God. When you pray, and so God, now I done did what I know to do. Help me to be strong enough to open my mouth when I need to, but deal with ones and so forth when they're saying things and they're not put a conviction on their heart about even their repentance or either their conviction. And you don't tell me that God won't do it, because I know he will. He done did it with children, adults, as marriages and relationships, and all my good ministers and stuff like this too, or even leaders. So God will do it. He will do it. And so I know, glory to God, that this lady needs some outlet. With all them people in the house constantly going, you can't even get on the prayer line without all the noise in the background sometimes. And she got to stop here and there. You know it's a break in the line. Because it's got to be where she can get some direct hearing from God. So much going on. You're coping with something. It's not, oh, Shabbat. You call out on a mokotorable Sata. Hallelujah. That's a word. I'm going to write that down to really, oh, Lord, let me put that down, because right now, just in case he give me something else for her, it is, that's a coping. That's coping right now. When you turn back around and you're dealing with some things and you're still going on, doing ministry, doing this, going to work, trying to get her leg done, her knee done, trying to whatever. She's coping. Right now, she needs an outlet. She needs, I'm Pastor Bird too. I'm going to have her to be praying for my sister. Because we pray one for another. All of us be praying sometimes, and sometimes we get on the phone three ways sometimes. We don't be often enough, and we have to pray. But I'm going to have to ask Pastor Bird to be also praying for Pastor Burton too. She getting a way to get herself together to get out, even though she be dealing with that insomnia and whatever like this. And sometimes she still yet have to take something once in a while, but she's trying to not be back on that regular drugs on it. And then sometimes she's still missing a whole night of sleep. But then right now, sometimes she just get out when God push her to get out the door. And she said, I got to get out of this house. I got to go do something and whatever like this. And they get ready to go on a trip on the 5th. I think her and some of her sisters, her and Pastor Burke. Yeah. And so God was telling her and her to, oh, yes, I can understand that. That's hurtful, especially with somebody not standing back up on their part, whether they thought they said it or what they said it or not, I didn't say it. And after you said it, I didn't hear it. So, no, don't sit back on that stuff. You ain't got to argue with nobody. You can say it in your little chalk spirit like you do. No, I didn't. No, I didn't hear you say anything on that. Or whether they sit up and look at, no, don't sit back and swallow nothing else. I ain't going to be sitting up here and turn back around. When I do vomit, I'm going to vomit all over y'all. I ain't going to be doing that. The devil will let the enemy push me. Oh, you still, some more stuff that went on with that right there too, with Monticello?
Yeah, that's about that money.
Did you lose some money over there?
Okay, well, that happened. We just need to make you cash go somewhere. And so when he came back, he counted $50 short. And she said, what's the two of y'all in there? Just like, so one of y'all have to have it.
Have to have it?
Have to have it. Y'all, you in a store, you got businesses, you got accountants, and they'll still be saying, we got to go back over this right here because this right here got to be whatever. That don't mean nobody stole it, but they got to find out where we missed in the books, where it is missing the books.